Blog Talk Radio. How's it going? Hi, this is Psychic X Journey Man here. Psychic X Journey Man, Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. What was I going to say? Well, welcome to the show and how you guys all doing. We have a caller in the queue. So if you want to give a call in here, please do so. 646-721-9031. Welcome to also my co-host, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you?
Good question. I think we should talk about that later. The idea of another show. Anyway. plus, we got here in Manitou Springs. It's snowing. It's 10 degrees. Isn't that great? Yesterday, it was almost 60 degrees. I want to go jump off a cliff. Anyway.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, something's going to happen. I'll get some snow and ice. It'll be good. Just add some excitement to the day of sliding and breaking and smacking, you know, that kind of thing. No big deal. I think there's some people in the chat room, too, as well. Nope. I got, something. My Sharisha? No, never mind. Okay, here. Do you take questions from the chat room? No, I don't. The reason I don't realistically do that is because it's just the idea. I don't like typing, so I'm not going to. I hate to say that, but I've always been in a situation where I tell people if you don't like things and you have a certain way of doing things, I think you should stick to it. If you have some questions and that thing and you want to sit there and focus, it's a whole lot easier to call in. You don't have to type. It's true, too. I guess you got a really pressing question that you really want to ask. I've always been kind of baffled. People have computers, but
well,
can't
call
in.
He might be at work and is not allowed to make personal calls.
And he needs another job. Anyway, if you have a question, go ahead and ask a question, and I'll answer it for you. So just rip it out. We'll just do
right.
It right now.
I was right.
Yeah, for a girl who doesn't think she's psychic, I don't know. Anyway.
It's got nothing to do with psychic. It's just the fact that I've worked at those kind of places, and you know, most of the places I've worked, they rarely found any making personal calls at work.
Okay, here's a question.
Very tight-assed about that.
I understand the point of view, sweetie, but when it comes to psychic, you're right. It has nothing to do with psychic, because psychic is realistically the definition of psychic means one who reads energy, reads people. So a psychic is basically a person in that has nothing to do with the futuristic stuff. People go, really? Yeah, really. It's a Hollywood bullshit thing, okay? They use the word, simple words, psychic, put it on there, hey, what's up? not realizing it's a clairvoyant, a clairaudient. People feel and sense, and they see things and they feel things of futuristic stuff. So those are totally different. And realistically, psychic gifts, that's another bullshit thing too, because it's really called spiritual gifts. It's like we were talking about before, that chakra. Chakras are very important because people can sit there and do all kinds of freaking motions, yoga, exercise, certain things, but it's just, those are just avenues to get to where you want to be spiritually, because spiritually is more of a connection with oneself. Connection with oneself is the ideal. Looking at the chakras, your aura, those are all extensions of your spirit, your soul. Like, imagine that your soul is emanating this energy, which is called the aura, which is kind of funny. The soul would actually protect the body, too, as well, as long as it's used right. If you have a situation where you don't believe in those kind of things, they still exist. It just weakens the idea of the connection between the two, and also the idea you're not tapping into your true potential of your power. But what you can do, because it's actually been people can actually focus on their aura, turn it into a force field where nothing penetrates it, even you. People, situations. Okay, she's at, I guess it's a she. I'm hoping it's a she. I'm not sure. First and foremost, if you're going to ask me a question about Johnny Boy, I want you to tell me what your name is. This is something that would be very easy for you to do, and it's going to help me out a lot more, too, in the idea of focusing on the situation. Because realistically, I don't like answering questions like this because it's showing me that you have a lot of doubt within yourself. Because you're focusing on a situation, and now you're using a G. Okay, great. Like, we don't know who you are. I'm not trying to be a smartass. It's just the ideal that when I do psychic work, I want people to be serious about it, okay? I am. And you're sitting there thinking about this situation. When you look at the question, it's not the idea of Johnny Boy misses you or not. I think you're missing yourself. And you're focusing on a situation of a person to fit some kind of need that you're not doing for yourself. Of course you don't want to give your full name. I didn't ask you for your full name. I asked you for your first name. Like, say if your name is Georgia. There's 10,000 Georges in this country that I know of. Okay, so therefore, that's another thing, too. You're getting too personal. You're scared to death someone's going to know. And therefore, if you're scared of knowing what they think it has to do with John missing you, and that kind of thing, I think we should look at it like this. What are you trying to hide? I think you're hiding from yourself. So look at the situation and what you're going to throw out there and evolve and do what you're going to do. I see a lot of potential with this guy named John. But one thing you're going to have to do is focus on yourself and love yourself. Do you love yourself unconditionally? Are you really where you're supposed to be at? That kind of stuff. Even to the point where you want to ask the question of a job you're working, I don't feel like you're really happy with that too either. So therefore, there's two questions for you. You asked the first one, I asked the second one. I'm just saying with the situation of both those together, I've always seen the connection. And it's always been one of those things where you look at it and go, okay, this is just crazy. Because how do you feel about John is all you need to care about. How does John feel about you? Who cares? Because realistically, if you're not focusing on yourself, then you're not picking up on what John's feeling in the first place. If you're not picking up on what John's feeling, you're going to miss a lot. Because connecting with oneself connects to those connections and bonds, also connects with your heart chakra, which is the most important chakra, I believe, that you have, because it connects to the rest of them. It's like a freaking tree. It's like the Christmas tree. If you don't turn the freaking switch on, it don't do nothing but look at you going, hello. So you look at the situation just like that. If you want me to answer the question, does John miss you right now? The answer is yes. But at the same time, I don't think that's the most important thing right here. It's like you're looking for some kind of justification, the idea of how you feel. I think you should just accept it and go for it. Really embrace the situation, the relationship, and see what happens. Because if you don't, if you're going to sit there and have some kind of preconceived notion of what it's supposed to be or what you think you see, you're sadly mistaken, because relationships are progressions just like anything else. Life progresses, things change. The future's not written in stone. You know, so can we really say everything else is written in stone? Are it things that we create as we go along? And the idea of actually allowing ourselves to feel and experience these things. It's kind of crazy. I'm waiting for somebody to say something. I keep forgetting she's in the chat room, so I'm not going to hear any voices, but nice.
Well, you can hear voices. You just may not want to tell people what they're saying.
Anymore. Okay, yeah, but right now I'm taking my freaking everything offline and saying, forget this. Because it doesn't matter right now. You know, my my situation, who I am, that kind of stuff, I don't think it really matters right now. And the idea of the things I see, so what's the point? I'm not going to do anymore. It's the ideal, I guess, of too many bricks in the side of the head to the finally saying, you know, something. I guess I should get out of this freaking landslide and just forget it. So, this is the term. When we started talking about the heart chakra, why do I feel like the heart chakra is so important? Because nobody uses it. And I hate to say that, but I'll sit here and say it like this. All the questions and everything I see, people are not using it. They're stuck in their heads. They're sitting there saying, hey, you know something, this is what I see. And it's kind of funny that I think the idea of having any kind of preconceived thoughts on those or just expectations, it's the idea of if you're in your head and you're thinking about it, are those the things you really want? Are those the things you've actually been conditioned to think about? And those what you think you want. Because the heart chakra will do one thing. It'll wake you up and it'll say, hey, you know something? I see something totally different. Oh, I don't see anything. It's what I feel. And I was sitting there talking to a friend of mine yesterday. What's the reason I wanted to do that? Because I was sitting focusing on the green. And when you tap into the heart chakra, it's kind of funny. We have seven chakras and the heart's in the middle. And so we have three upper and three lower. The three lower are more detailed to earthly things, you know, power and control, appetites and desires, security, money, focusing on those kind of things. And then your upper chakras are the spiritual ones. We're sitting there focusing on what do the colors mean? The colors are frequencies, vibrations. Purple is the highest vibration you can have, which is kind of funny that it actually is connected to your spiritual guidance, opens it up. It's a purple color, which can be a fluctuation between white and purple, because when guidance come in, it's white. Anybody taking a light, which is usually white light, and put into a spectrum, you'll see that on the other side, there's all these colors. So everybody can see the connection of your chakras and the white, and the ideal guidance comes in as a white light. So therefore, it's like the white light's coming in, filtering out through our bodies, and the ideal of these energy centers and recharging them as we go along, also helping us to let go of negativity. Anything negative or things that we've been subjected to in the past and that kind of stuff, working with your chakras will help you get rid of those things. And once you start doing those things, your perception is going to definitely change a lot to the point where you're going to understand why the heart and the heart chakra itself is so important. Because in the idea of love, nothing else. You will experience things at a different level. So therefore, in the process of changing your perception, you also change the way you think. That green energy is the best and the most thing I've ever seen with people, and the idea of understanding. It's also connected to Archangel Raphael. Not just the idea of healing, but it's also, I have these romance angel cards. And the green was very important. And the reason it was very important is because Raphael is a healer. And the process of relationships and people connecting, we're also going to have different experiences there too of healings, changing our perception. Looking at things that we no longer need to hang on to anymore in the ideal favor of a relationship, not just with another person, but with ourselves, to realize how much we're missing out on. Ow. And my hand's going numb because my phone is not working the way it's supposed to. I just got a new phone. So now I get to get the circulation back in my arm and go, okay, that's, ooh. Then we go through this tingling sensation. I'm being attacked by midgets with freaking needles in their hands. Okay. So, yeah, I heard a joke the other day. It was stupid, but hey, it was funny. I thought it was funny because the way it hit me. This guy says he was sitting there and he was watching this midget walk by carrying this television. And he looked at him and he said, hey, can I ask you that television? He goes, funny asshole, this is an iPad. Anyway.
Oh, that's terrible.
I was now, anytime I see a midget carrying a cell phone, going, I'm not saying nothing. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Mhm. So, what you thought of the 36-inch television was just a reality for him and the idea of calling somebody. Anyway. But we don't have anybody in the queue right now. But if you want to, please do so. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. And he asked you, when you call in, we're going to ask questions and the idea, what do you think about chakras for one thing? Have you ever experienced chakras? I was actually freaking out the other day because I talked to a person who's never had a reading before, which really baffled me because I didn't think that existed anymore. with so many psychic clients and stuff like that going out there, you figure someone had a reading. She did admit that she'd always thought about getting a reading, but she never had one. So that was interesting in itself, and it's one of those challenging things. I was trying to do a reading for this other person, and next thing I get somebody else kicking in going, hey, you know something, this is what I feel. I'm going, can I finish first? And then you can tell me all about it. And she said no. She was very persistent. I'm like, geez, okay, go ahead and tell them. And I just kind of backed off. It's amazing sometimes when you do that kind of stuff. I'm just usually trying to finish things, and somebody comes in and they feel things. That's great, but geez, tone it down. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but it's amazing. You look at certain people who think they got it down are not even listening to what they're actually saying to other people and the idea of the advice they're giving out. I think it's very important that we listen to what we give to other people, because it actually might pertain to our own situation, which I've always said that everything happens for a reason. Everything crosses your path is telling you something. Every person that you give advice to, it's also telling something about yourself. You can't walk away from the situation and say it doesn't, because I know for a fact that with any kind of relationship, as you get to know somebody, you also get to know yourself. And I think we actually are really, what's the word? I think it's an injustice when we refuse to do that and to sit there and let down our resistance and basically just give everything away and the idea of what we think we know and the ideal of what we can actually pertain and we can actually, what's the word? Yeah, it's just the ideal of the information and new things we can learn from people and situations if we let go of the old stuff, which has a tendency to interfere. I've seen too many people go, I'm confused. Yeah? Of course you're confused because you keep thinking all the time. What does your heart keep telling you? It simplifies everything. I mean, personally, me, the idea of sex itself is actually a spiritual experience. In the process of experiences, people don't sit there and take it seriously because it's the ideal creation of all kinds of things. But we were sitting talking about the other day, a person was asking me about the whole thing, about this freaking physical shit. And I'm sitting there going, you know, sex is not a not realistically a physical thing either. It's two souls who've actually found each other who want to be together, period. And when you have those things going on, people have kind of like taken the idea out of context. Nothing happens. They're all sitting there going, I was sitting there talking about this, I had a client was telling me, I said, think about this. You know, you have sex, great, man. 6 months later, you're done with it. You're just like, same guy, same woman. But if you have a spiritual connection with that person, I guarantee you that experience is going to be a phenomenal thing every time it happens. But see, you want to have a physical attraction, and that's it. And you want to have, how come you're missing out on everything else? Because you're not exploring the depth of what love is, and the ideal physical attraction is the ideal expression. And no one wants to express. I guess everybody does want to express, and that's it. You know, but where's the substance of the relationship? Where's the substance of the two people? There isn't any. It's the idea of gratification. Gratification has a personality. I didn't know that. But it's like the ideal of looking at these situations. It's freaking very foolish for people to just say, hey, you know something? This is the way it is. And that's the way it's always going to be. I think that's really sad, too, because there's a lot of experiences in there, too, of raising people's vibrations and their perception. I've sat here and talked to too many people, and I've really been really irritated lately because of the situation of people focusing on such things, you know? Just to look at somebody and say, I love you. I don't care if you respond to it or not. It's just the acknowledgement of saying, this is how I feel. Thank you. I miss you. Hey, great. Thank you. You know, that's it. But so many people right now are actually accepting if you don't get a response, then the person doesn't care about you, doesn't miss you, doesn't nothing. I think the opposite is true. The less it's spoken, the more likely it is. And we're shaking our head again. See, I got to hold the phone to my head because I don't have a headset right now. With the phone I'm using right now, I have an Android. And the only way this really works is if I have a headset on this thing where I can actually hear people. If I don't, I have to turn the volume up so much it's distorted a little bit. I can't really understand people. That's one of the reasons why I changed the phones, because I thought that would change, but it seems like I still got to have that headset. So that's one of the things on my agenda I got to do. But it was great changing phones because I can actually take really good pictures now. I'm not saying I wasn't taking pictures with this other phone, but this thing drove me nuts. After you've already had an Android and you go back to a BlackBerry, there's no comparison. So, like, we look at the situation, that the root chakra is red. It's a very strong passion, but it's also a strong, I don't know what you want to call it. It's just the ideal. It's like one of those things I have. Do you have what you have? I think that if you look at the situation and you look at your root chakra, it's probably going to be a very dark red, which means it's clouded, it's muddy, it's the ideal things you're still hanging on to because you don't have the things that you really want. So the have has been kind of like put on hold, which is too bad because realistically when you look at the situation, right, that's a very important one because, like, we have the crown chakra, which is purple, which is actually brings in spiritual guidance from the heavens, universe, God, whichever one you want to focus on, that you got to have the other one, the root chakra, which is on the other end of the situation, to have that great groundingness. So therefore, the messages that are coming into you, you can understand them more. So basically, look at the situation. You have a copper rod. We used to do this when we used to ground our generators working for the carnival. You have that copper rod to actually ground that more. So therefore, there's no mishaps of misunderstanding or electricity flying somewhere and basically snapping somebody. Or the idea of a tower for a radio station where the more grounded it is, the clearer the signal. And that's the whole thing. So if you got that root chakra going and you got a ruby red, which is a good color, ruby, I love rubies, and you look at that color and then you look at the other part of the whole thing, purple, as the guidance is coming in, those definitely two chakras that do work together to actually give you great foundation, great balance. Because as it comes up through your body, picture the idea. You got white energy coming in, and you got green energy coming from the ground. And the ideal, if everybody's ever looked at yoga, and you got that one, what's that word? I hate when I sort of try to pronounce these words, and they don't work out what I'm supposed to, which is now. But it's like a certain technique of bringing those energies together and mixing the two, which gives you great balance, gives you great clarity. So therefore, you know exactly what to do, because just having those two and actually following your heart, the other ones have a tendency to come into alignment. So it's the idea. The first question was, you ever heard of chakras? And your third question, I jumped right to the third question. The second question is, I don't think it's going to be five, but if you look at the focus and say, hey, you know something, do you know what chakras are? And what do you think are the chakras that you think? Because this is the thing that, you know, I've actually gone to several people, and I don't go to them anymore because the one lady said, your chakras are so bad, they're outside your body. That will never happen. That's bullshit. Okay? So when you sit there and look at the situation, what's the one thing? It's also the same thing, too. The most of your chakras, they use the word closed, but realistically what it means is the idea of the things that you've taken in that you won't let go of are making those things probably discolorly. The color will be different and darker, more likely. So therefore, it's easy to clear your chakras out. I actually saw this one thing here where it's called chakra chanting, which I've actually done this. And it's almost like clearing and balancing your chakras. It takes about 5 or 10 minutes. And you definitely can feel a difference. And it's one of those things that you work with, and it's another progression. As you go with it and you start focusing on the tones and that kind of stuff, as you chant these things, it actually gives you a chance to focus in on these chakras and exactly where they are. And as you focus, you can really, really get a connection of where yours are. A lot of people, like, when you read the books, they give us an idea where they're at, but we still got to take it back down to being individual. Because a lot of us have, I mean, shoot, if you're 6'5", I don't think your chakra is going to be in the same place as a person who's 4'10". You know, it's going to be a little more compact and that kind of thing. I mean, how much have you explored the chakras yourself, Christina? Because I get the impression you have three chakras that are closed to a point. But the one I was kind of baffled by is the ideal is your heart chakra is wide open. And I was sitting there focusing the other day where someone came in and they said, they were talking about you, and they was like, I can tell she's a very happy person. And I think it's one of those things we have to realize that our environment does affect our chakras. But also, when we get into other situations, they change too as well. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just started, you know, paying more attention to that kind of, you know, the chakras and things since I just started yoga a few months ago. And they kind of talk about the chakras as you're doing your yoga and things like that. And I just, you know, kind of looked it up a little bit to see what the different chakras were and kind of did one of those, you know, rudimentary basic tests, you know, with the questions and things like that. And I'm still trying to understand the connection of everything. And to me, I've been this way. I know people have always seen me differently than I see myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I do generally care. I do generally have compassion and empathize with people. But I have those inner voices still that, I mean, I've conquered a lot of them, but they're still the ones that I hear and sense that, you know, this is too easy or this is too good to be true or you're trusting too much because we've been in this situation before and it doesn't work out because, you know, people aren't telling you the whole truth. And so there's always, like I said, it's very hard to reprogram yourself when you've spent most of your life waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, because it did. It always did. And, you know, then you look at it and you read, you know, and I've done reading and stuff about it where it's like, well, if that is your mode of thinking, if you're always waiting for the negative to happen, then it will.
It's going
to
happen.
So it's kind of like if you always have the negative view and then something bad always going to happen, and it's like, oh, well, this is going to happen, that's going to happen because this is just, you know, things don't work out for me, then sure enough, they don't. So I've spent the past, you know, a couple of years trying to that way of thinking to have a more positive outlook on how things are going and what they're doing than how I can keep the positive and I can continue to react to the positive so I can bring more positive. But there's still certain essences and certain things that, you know, I guess some people call them triggers. That kind of I have a tendency to freeze, you know, or stop because it's like, okay, I don't know if it's like I don't trust it because it seems too good or I don't trust it because, you know, I get a sense that something's not right about the situation. Because, I mean, you can do that. You know, you meet certain people and you know there's something not quite right, you know. Which is your way of self-preservation or, you know, a situation is not safe or something like that. But, you know, the heart, you know, as far as the individual chakras go, as I'm still learning on that. And from what I understand, the heart chakra and the root chakras and, this, you know, I can see and understand how that can be. For lack of a better way of saying it, I do what I guess what a lot of people call fake it till you make it. You know, because it's like making myself be the way that I want to be, even though I don't feel it, hoping that at some point it will roll over to being the real thing. That makes any sense.
No, so I was focusing on the thing where I started doing this, and it worked anyway. It was the ideal of allowing. It's like I'm tired of the voices. I'm tired of the whole freaking thing controlling my thoughts and things because I've been in situations where I was wrong. So I was also basing it on what a voice was telling me that was also traced back to an experience I had where, like you said, the shoe drops. So it's the ideal thinking. Well, I started looking at all the situations. They're all the same way. And they're all basically, in some kind of way, when they start, how would you put this? To me, this is the thing I've been studying a lot. Chakra clearings and working with a chakra, it has to be a daily thing. I was working with Doreen Virtue, and she actually has a thing where you do a chakra clearing in the morning, and you do one at night. And the reason you do that is because we are subjected to so much negativity during the day when we're out and about that we don't realize. In the process of actually working on ourselves, working on the things that we know we need to let go of, we're still picking up negative stuff. If it's just a person, it just grazes us as they're walking by us. We don't realize these energy fields also are like magnetic fields, too. They attract certain things, too. And until we can get that clearing within ourselves, we're going to still attract those things no matter where they're at. And that's why we need to do this kind of work. And the idea, that's why I started doing this chakra chanting, because this was something I could do anywhere. And I didn't have to know where they were. In the process of doing the chanting, you start getting curious. Okay, I'm chanting on the root chakra. Where is that? It prompts you to go take a look. And sometimes not even that. It really, we all are people that these things exist. We know it. There's certain things about us, that kind of stuff that we just, when we start really putting ourselves into these things, it's like a magnetic pull too. Well, you start thinking, okay, my root chakra. Where does it pull you to? It will definitely, in the process of doing this work, it will pull you right where you need to be at. And then you can start focusing on those situations, listen to the voices. You can even trace down, where are the voices within you? We're just doing this thing with chakras. Also, the idea of energy and colors, which then you go into aura, I call aura therapy, which like we've been subjected to things where you can, the reason it was so important to actually start seeing your aura is because you can start seeing dark patches. These dark patches are things that have affected our energy fields. I saw with a girl in particular where a guy grabbed her by the arms. You could see dark patches in her aura right where her arms were. And what's so funny about these things is that some of these people make these things sound so complicated and so much, so much depth in the whole thing, which actually they're very simple because these things are us. These things are us. That's the bottom line. These things are us. And the ideal, it's amazing how many people start about the way you want to be more financially abundant. I say, yeah, work on your chakras, but also in the process of letting go residue of past experience. I mean, I'm still learning off a lot from a drowning accident. But every time I go to it, it seems like every time I release something, I actually get better or I start attracting more financial abundance, which is kind of weird. To me, it was at the time, but not anymore. It's the idea of relationships and that kind of stuff. I've been in situations where you think when you go into them, you think you know everything about them, the situation, that kind of stuff. You know, not until you start realizing that these people and their infractions or whatever they're doing, they're just a reflection of us and things that we haven't done. And when you start doing your chakras and your auras, you start seeing things a whole lot more clear. That's when I'm talking about the messages, the signal. You know, you're starting to see things, and everything's getting more clear for you because you're clearing your chakras because murky, they're like, it's like being in that muddy water. You can't see the surface. You know it's there. And if you would sit there and go, okay, if it was more clear, I could get to the surface quicker. No, that's when you start listening, feeling what is going on within yourself that you know how to get there. Not for what you see, but what you feel, and you go. And when you start feeling more and more and more, you start having great experiences, and you start realizing you do know everything, and you know everything around you. You feel everything around you. And then you got to deal with that one because, hey, you know something? You were told that would never happen. There's no way I can know everything. Try it. It's one of those things I tell everybody, welcome to my world. And sit there and think about that. A person who does know everything, feels everything from everybody. Then you want to start thinking about the empath. Okay, I'm an empath, and things affect me. Oh, shut up. You're allowing not just the voices to control you now. You've gotten rid of that now. Now you can really feel people in situations, not realizing this is just the universe opening up to you and saying, now you know everything. Now you've got to reorganize. You've got to look at the situation. Why is it so important to be balanced? Because you can see the future, the past, the present. You can feel this and the other and still be able to comprehend everything and feel good about yourself. It's just the ideal, realizing the foundation and balance is very important. Because all these things, abilities, psychic stuff and that kind of stuff, they were always with you. So therefore, yeah, it's just kind of like going, okay, we're freaking out now, man. Don't freak out. Just look at the idea of a new world you just opened for yourself. Just sit there and say, you have no excuses anymore. And realistically, you're going to start realizing the excuses you've always come up with are just keeping you from where you really want to be at. Who, where, situations. And then you're going to kick yourself in the ass and go, what was I thinking? That's the point. You were thinking too much. You wasn't allowing yourself to feel. And feeling is very important. Trust me. I would never give up feeling, no matter how certain things hit me and that kind of stuff, because there's something about the whole thing. It gets you through things quicker instead of ignoring them and burying them. So you sit there and go, okay, oh, I just got hurt. Why did I get hurt? We go deeper in the situation. But if you're going to sit there and wallow in it, you'll never figure it out. So you sit there and go, no. It's like people look at me going, how can you love people so deeply? Because the ideal, the respect and love I have for myself, to realize that if I don't, I'm just realistically closing a world off to myself and experiences with other people, situations. I don't want to do that anymore. I did that for so long on the idea when I was younger in my family, protecting myself and that kind of stuff. So I, you know, I look at people going, I understand where you guys are coming from. I just refuse to go back there. And when I see other people in the same situation, I refuse to leave them there. It's like I'm in a freaking canoe going down through. I'm not like a dumbass on the freaking route going, I was waiting for somebody to pick me up and I kind of drowned. I'm the person that's in the boat going, okay, dude, what's up? I would probably swim over to the guy, grab him by the freaking, you know, shirt and go, you're going with me, man, to get in the boat. I've been here. I've been sent here. My guidance has sit there and told me, I'm here for you. So once you sit there and accept it, embrace it, not just what you are allowing yourself to do, but down the allowing part and say, okay, I'm going to allow myself to actually be whatever this takes me to be. Or the idea of experiencing a love. How far can you actually experience the idea of love of another? I don't think anybody's ever figured that out. And it's like, it's really fun to find out. It's a great experience. All the things you do, you know, the ideal, the things I miss the most, and the ideal, those kind of things, it's just kidding around, you know, kicking each other, well, not kicking each other, but, you know, nudging each other in the shoulders and just having such a freaking fun day that they don't realize why is those things so fun. Because you're not allowing anything to hold yourself back to what's going to happen in that experience. And the idea of doing your chakras every freaking day and say, okay, let's do some chakra clearing in the morning. Clears me up, gets me ready going. I know exactly what to experience, you know. And when I don't, my chakras are so cleared, I can make a damn good decision right at that moment. Then when I get home, I'm going to do another chakra clearing, get rid of everything that I acquired that day. And the funny thing about these things is you don't even have to know. Work with your angels and say, you know something, I feel like there's something's there. I don't need to know what it is, but I know one thing I do need to know, I don't need it. So could you help me clear it? Archangel Michael's good for that, because I used to do a lot of chakra clearings with cutting cords and that kind of stuff by using that visualization, that sword. I'd even tell him, I want you to clear the things that I know of and the things I don't, because I don't need them. I want to be wide open. I want to experience every person as they cross my path. Hey, we actually have a caller, which we've had one before. I noticed, I acknowledged, but yeah, I'm just saying. So why are not people out there doing the same? I think there's a lot more people out there that are. And the world is not so screwed up as people keep telling us. And realistically, it's kind of funny when you start clearing out the chakras and you start focusing on yourself and you start doing things in a very positive way, you start attracting positive people in your hand, in your hands. What I mean by your hands, it's the ideal. You're opening up. You got your arms wide open. You're going, you know, it's the ideal. You might take this the wrong way, but hey, I don't. And it's one of those things. When you give somebody a hug, how far can that hug go? Ask yourself, are you holding back? Are you sitting there telling yourself, do I see something? And ask yourself, if I keep seeing something, but do I really see? Because in the process of seeing, like psychic abilities, okay, like clairvoyance, it's the ideal of seeing spiritually. That's the thing. When you open your chakras, your psychic abilities will kick in no matter what. Because why? First and foremost, you actually have a chakra, which is called the third eye chakra, which is connected to your clairvoyancy of seeing things. You also have ear chakras, which also opens up the idea of seeing, well, actually hearing past your physical hearing. So you do have chakras that are connected to your physical hearing, your eyes. It's called the third eye for a reason, because it gives you a third dimensional look at things, people, and situations. You know, something that's kind of, it's phenomenal because I see people. They can sit there and put their mask up. They can sit there and do what they want to do. I see people. And I've always loved that one after that one really opened up. And the idea of going, ooh, you know, why can't I sit there and go into a situation of seeing the best in everybody? Because it does exist. And everybody's covering it up, going, okay, no, I want. If you see me for who I am, and that's the thing. I've actually dealt with girls the most is the idea of the reason I carry a mask because I don't want you to see me for who I am. Too late. That's why I love you. That's why I care about you because I do see you. So why don't you sit there and see yourself and just let it be. That's who you are. Don't let all those residues of all those things that happened to you in the past keep controlling your life. Because all they're doing is keeping you from great experiences and more greater expansions. Oh, like with your clairaudience, it's the idea of hearing people, not just hearing things and spirits and guides and that kind of spiritually hearing, but it's also that you'll see and hear people at the same time, realizing, okay, they're saying things. They're trying to convince you that they're seeing things. But when you start being true to yourself, they can say what they want to do. And I think the ideal of being that true to myself, I can actually come back. And sometimes I'll find a tactful way of doing it because I have a tendency to overreact real quick. But I've been working on that when the idea of being more tactful to help people realize that, why are you hiding those things? You know, I'm scared if you see that, you won't like me. Okay, I still like you, and I've seen it, and I actually have a deeper feeling for you. So therefore, think about that. How much do you love yourself? And then you have a heart chakra, which is connected to your heart. Realistically, the reason it's really important to have that heart chakra open because it actually attaches you to those, which is already a connection. It reopens everything, that you can actually see and hear people from a heart. That's why you sit there, that's why I would say, when I sit there and am in that mode, that's why I care about people so much, because they're all open. And I refuse to go back to whether or not. And when I do catch that they are, I'll probably spend a couple of days in meditation to get back there. You know, because it's, to me, loving another person is the most intense thing you could do, and it's the most magical, and it's just off the scale. It's almost like the ideal of heaven on earth to me, to love another. And then you sit there and look at the ideal, you have a solar plexus chakra, which is also another connection to another spiritual ability, which is called clairsentient. Clairsentient is the idea of clear feeling. Okay, now when you put all these together, how could you not see, hear, and feel somebody? It's impossible to me anyway. And then you get that root chakra coming on. Now we're talking about intensity, amplifying. So therefore, when all these things are working, it's just opening the world up to you in a very loving, caring way to start realizing when you see people, no matter what their actions are doing, you can still see them and understand and still love them, still care about them, the whole freaking thing. So it's intense. You know, it's like your orange chakra. Well, the orange chakra is actually the sacral chakra. It's the appetites and desires. I've seen a lot of things. I've helped a lot of women actually lose a lot of weight because it's amazing how they gain weight in that area, which is around your midsection, which is right around the ovaries, between your belly button and your ovaries, right in that area. And you'll notice people gain, women have a tendency to gain weight there, but it's emotion, okay? And when they sit there and balance their chakras, they lose weight there because it's actually been connected to the ideal you're hanging on to baggage. So you see the chakras can help you let go of the baggage without even really understanding what it is. It's just the ideal, there's something there. You know, it's like a bag. It doesn't have a name on it, but you know you don't want it. Do you have to really know what it is to let go of it? Not really. It's just taking you off the handle. Do it that way. So when you see the chakras, on the way you get really deep in chakras and realize there's actually 22 of them. We actually have a chakra that connects us to our higher self. We have a chakra below our feet that actually helps us in the idea of astral projection. And the reason that is there, it's because like the more grounded you are, it might sound crazy, but the more grounded you are, the more you're able to project from your body because you ground your body and then you go out. And usually the best way to do it is the idea of wanting to connect with another person. And sometimes you can look at these situations of having that kind of connection with a person to realize there's a whole lot more depth that maybe you should explore of why you have that kind of connection with that person. And it might kind of sound crazy, the idea of astral projection, but it's been known a lot of people who just leave their bodies, it's like a magnet, they go right to a certain person, a situation, which actually kind of clarifies the idea that a soulmate or a twin flame or whatever. But it also shows that the spiritual connection happens way before people actually meet each other physically. So that's why I've always been emphasizing on why it's so important on spiritual connections, because in the process of having that spiritual connection, you're going to have a whole lot more phenomenal relationship with a person when you physically do meet them, and also understand why you are together. So, sister, was just like, let's go to a caller, because I'm freaking getting a little teary here and a little freaking emotional. So let's focus on somebody else and see what's up. What do you say?
Hi, how are you guys? This is Danielle. I'm calling Hills. How are you?
I'm doing good. I haven't heard from you in a while. This is Christina. Say hello.
Happy New Year.
Hi, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you?
This is a new year? I didn't know that. Shock.
I was talking about the chakras, and it's so true, everything that you said about them. And I know we've got 88,000 total in our body, you know, in and around our body, and it's amazing, you know, from the biggest ones to the smallest ones, and they're all so vital. So it was really good to hear you speak about that, especially for those that don't know, because I've run across people that have never even heard of a chakra. And so,
yeah, it's kind of funny. When I was in my shop, you could actually teach people. You guys, you know, what you do is you take people and you tell them to take your hands and put one up and one down, and then act like you're squeezing a ball in both your hands and just keep doing that, and then turn them around and do it again, and then bring your hands together. You're going to feel this intense energy field. That's your hand chakras.
Yes.
So it proves to you that the chakras do exist. It's kind of crazy.
Yes. And, you know, because I work on my chakras with my pendulum and my crystals, and it's so amazing. If you put the pendulum over the seven main chakras, you'll notice that from one chakra to the next, it'll spin in the opposite direction even, the pendulum itself. Mm-hmm. So amazing. I love it. Are you able to see my chakras at all from where you are?
Yeah. So the first thing I keep picking up on is the heart chakra, the most very bright, a lot of green, like a mystical kind of, I'm trying to figure out the word to do it. It's like watching Disney World. You know, not Disney World, that's how I'm saying it. It's like watching one of those Disney movies where you have the witch and she's over the pool water and she's swirling. So it's like a magical thing.
Oh, that's beautiful. Because right before I called in, right after I called in and you were mentioning them, I was like, oh, yes, I forgot to work on my chakras this morning. Because I have the CD of Doreen Virtue that you're talking about with the AMPM, and I do that. This morning I was rushing to get the kids to school, so I forgot to do it. And I had specifically opened up the front and back of that heart chakra because my guides were telling me that I need to, and the angels are always telling me to make sure that your heart center is open so that we can communicate with you. So I had just done that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, I was hoping to actually get a reading from you because I haven't talked to you in so long. And to see what comes up for you with me, if anything at all.
Well, do you have a certain certain topic that you were focusing on? Because, I mean, the first thing I keep picking up on is basically a lot of surrounding things around career.
Well, yes, actually, because as you know, I'm a Reiki master, and my guides and Jesus have been getting on me to get on the ball with it so I can start working on people. And so I'm trying to, you know, get everything organized and work on a website and my business cards to get this together to start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And to see what you see for me around the success of the business and getting to people, working on them and healing them. Well, you know, being a vessel for the healing anyways.
Mm-hmm. No, the thing I get to most is the idea, the word keeps coming up, but it's actually a phrase, keeps saying seeds well planted, so therefore you've done what you've done. what you've done.
Okay.
You've got it out there. Your intentions are good. Now it's the ideal that, you know, this is where we acquire the patient. Patience, mm-hmm. keep saying over and over again. It's a patience, 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 because you're going to start seeing some really good success coming in. I keep it's like, it keeps talking about a two-month span, but it doesn't say, like, most people jump on the bandwagon and go, okay, you mean a 2 months? No, I mean a lot of things happening within the 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's one thing it does say that, you know, we put our intentions out there, so we got to start working on things that we really want to happen daily, hourly, minute-wise, because if you keep asking yourself and you keep looking at situations and you keep getting frustrated and you just don't like what's going on, then you got to regroup and look at the situation going, okay, there has to be a better way of approaching the situation. So you're going to have to
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to give it down to what you've done. Does it work? Okay, so therefore it opened up to the idea of what can really work for you. And the reason I always say, you know, let go and let God, because
yes.
it's tapping into you. You already have the answers. But if we're so fixated on the outside of saying, okay, there are certain things I got to do, ask yourself another question. Why do you got to do anything? Because realistically,
right.
you're still making decisions in fear. Because you say, if I don't
mm-hmm.
do this, then something's not going to work out for me. You don't realize just when you said that, you're sending a wave of negative
right.
energy across whatever you've already accomplished. So you got to sit there and go, you know, it's like throwing a rock in a freaking lake. You know, those ripples, you just keep going and going. If you keep throwing the damn rocks in there, you're going to keep doing the same thing. But if you notice the ideal, that you change your approach and say, okay, the water clears. The water calms. The whole thing's going on. There was actually it's a meditation you can use rocks, but you use them in your favor. What you do, they're called three wishes. And what you do is each one of these rocks, you impress a wish that you want to happen. And then you visualize. You don't have to stand in front of any kind of physical water. This is a
mm-hmm.
mental meditation that you consider and take each one of these stones and you put three wishes, three desires, three intentions at that time, and you send it, and you imagine that the I call it the ocean. This is the universe, and what you're doing is
mm-hmm.
these are releasement. You're letting things go. You're sending them out there. You're going boop, and that's you say, okay, I've sent it out there. It's in the universe. I don't have to think about it ever again. All I have to do is be open to receive, and you do each one of these three. I mean, I do three. Because it's the idea of focus, and you don't want to overwhelm yourself in the idea, whoa, or just focus on one or two. Whatever's good for you.
Okay.
People go with one, and then they'll sit there, and after that one happens, and they go do it again. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
intentions is good, but my angels are always telling me every freaking day, if nothing's happening today, did you really put your intentions out for today? And every time I sit there and think about it, and if I didn't, and I do, I see I definitely see a change in the energy, and things change very quickly.
Right. Okay. That makes so much sense. Speaking of water.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. And do you see if any of my past lives have an effect on what I'm doing now? With regards to the Reiki, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If there are any past lives
that have
an effect on where I'm at now.
No, the one thing I wanted to, I'm going to shoot this freaking woman. I swear I am. She is so freaking impatient. No, the woman is calling in, and I keep telling her I cannot be on call for her 24/7. I mean, if she wants to sit there, I always tell people, it's not one of the things of focusing on money, but people don't realize I have to maintain a balance within my life. If I don't, it causes an imbalance between everything
right.
I've been doing. So if I keep giving, and not getting any kind of compensation back in return, you know, the universe is going, okay, just keep throwing stuff at him, and it's going to get very overwhelming. And some people
mm-hmm.
can get very emotional. Which it gets very, I mean, if you're already open anyway, you can be really crazy. The one thing I want to do is I want to ask Christina about the vibration of this woman's voice. What do you pick up? And then I'll sit there and answer your things you were asking me before, too.
Okay, no worries. On the vibration of her voice, she's one of the few people I've heard that I, you know, sense a true positiveness. You know, I usually get very annoyed by perky people because it comes across it comes across as fake. Like they're forcing themselves to be perky, or like they think they're, you know, they're doing it because they want everybody to like them. I honestly get a sense of some genuine positive brightness. Like, I mean, this is really who she is. So I'm actually amazed that I'm not annoyed by your perkiness. It comes across as very genuine, and I would actually, you know, usually with perky people with me, I can only stand to listen to them about 15 minutes, and then I have to go. And I actually could listen to you talk all day, so. To give you an example, I cannot stand to watch the Rachel Ray show. I am like, it grates on my nerves because it's like, you cannot be for real. This is not real. It's like, I wish you would just stop. If you were there on doing a show talking about things, I would continue listening. To me, you know, when Donnie talks to me about, you know, people saying that I'm, you know, positive and all this kind of thing, it's like I see it more as I'm, you know, trying to be compassionate and empathetic because I understand where a lot of people are coming from. But it's more of a quietly positive because I'm still sort of unsure. Whereas you have all kinds of confidence, and I want to take whatever you're taking.
Oh my goodness!
If I had that much positive energy running through me, my plan to dominate the world and control it would have been accomplished years ago.
Oh my goodness! It was work because I'm telling you, I was so insecure about doing the Reiki, and I had this ability before I took the classes and didn't know. My hands started reminding me, so to speak, because they were tingling like crazy right before the class came up, and I didn't know what it meant. And I'm constantly in a book and learning and so forth, but, you know, still apprehensive about my own skills. And then when I go to work on somebody and I hear back from them the next day and they tell me, you know, they hadn't been sleeping through the night in months, and then that night they slept like a baby and didn't wake up till the next afternoon, I'm floored. Like, it's amazing to me. You know?
Yeah.
Still. So, and then with working on myself more, giving myself Reiki, that's kind of opened me up to not be so insecure about it. And then, you know, getting help from my angels and guides, you know, they're a great support system.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. I say that's me, and, you know, I understand that because the lady who does my facials and things like that also does, you know, chakra clearing and massages and things like that. And she's talking to me while she's doing it, and she'll hit a certain spot, and it's like, what was that? She goes, it was out of line. I'm like, okay, well, you know, and then I get done with her, and I walk out, and I have to stand outside the shop for a few minutes because it's like I can breathe, I can see, and it's like, ooh,
yes.
I can conquer the world now.
Yes,
but
yes.
It's like, I wish I could go to her every day because, like, if I could wake up and go through every day feeling like that all the time, it would be, oh, you know, like I said, it takes a lot of work and, you know, we're, you know, but, yeah, so I hate to say I envy somebody their, you know, their happiness, but, you know, I think we have a tendency to do that because it's like, why can't that be me? What's wrong with me that I can't be that way?
Yeah. But you never know what people are going through, girl. So trust me, don't
exactly.
Back up.
Well, and like when Donnie asked me earlier in the show, what do you think? It's like, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of faking it until you make it, you know, until you believe it, because it's, you know, the constant, you know, he's been talking to me about affirmations, saying these affirmations and putting it up there. And it's, I understand the concept, but it's really hard to put into practice because, you know, it's like, you know, opening your arms, letting things in. It's like, but I'm afraid that, you know, if I reach out too far, somebody's going to, like, cut my fingers off or yank my arm off.
You know what I do? I put the affirmations on my bathroom window with the dry erase marker, on my bathroom mirror, I'm sorry, with the dry erase marker, so that way I'm forced to look at myself while I say them.
Yeah.
And that seems to help, too. Because it's amazing how much we don't even, like, look at ourselves, really. We just kind of, you know, we're looking in the mirror to get ready for whatever, but we're not really looking at ourselves, you know.
Well, we're
so
not looking at ourselves as a whole. We're just focusing on one part of ourselves. Like, we're looking at our lips because we're putting lipstick on, or we're just looking at our hair because we're, you know, brushing it out and styling it. We're not looking at the whole picture. And the few times that I've stopped and I've looked at the whole picture, it's like, holy cow, who's that?
Yes.
Where'd she come from?
And that's one thing.
That's not what you looked like the last time I saw you.
Yep, that's one thing my angels and guides, too, have had me, have gotten on me to do, because, you know, I look in the mirror and I wouldn't even tell, you're supposed to tell yourself that, you know, I love you in that mirror. So you're saying it to yourself. And it can be really uncomfortable when you do that.
Okay.
Yep. Yes, it can. It's the idea of working yourself up there and doing it. You know, my thing was, I didn't look in the mirror for years. And it was one of those things of doing a lot of things. And, you know, I was actually doing a lot of things. But it was like the idea of that mirror work and looking at myself at least once a day, going, okay, kind of made things different where I could actually start making changes. And the ideal, you know, when you look at that whole picture and you go, okay, who is that person? Well, I think it's the idea of really buckling down and make yourself a promise to get to know who that person is, because you're not going to get to know the whole person, because in the process of doing that kind of work, you start really doing some changes. And it's a constant thing. You know, it's like a lifetime commitment, spirituality is, because you're never really going to know who you are. And realistically, with all the things you would like to accomplish and stuff, I think it's the reason we have so many lives, past lives, because we've gone through so many things and so many changes that we can't do it all in one lifetime, you know?
Right.
And the thing about affirmations is people say they don't have time for affirmations, and I kind of stop and going, okay, let me ask you a question. If 15 minutes a day could change your life to the point where you could actually live the life you've always wanted, wouldn't 15 minutes be worth it?
Yes.
I think it would.
Yes.
So when you start looking, so if you want to make it easier for you, watch the things that come out of your mouth. Like Christina was saying, it's hard. Change it to easy, to fantastic, and start changing things as you say them out of your mouth. And those are affirmations too, as well. So those are the, and what's so good about that is those are affirmations that you're actually creating because of the situation you're in at the moment. So they actually have a tendency to work even better.
Uh-oh, that hurt?
And what is that freaking noise?
It sounds like you got the phone brushing up against there.
Hello?
Sorry. I dropped it and I was trying to pick it up, and it was brushing against me.
I was like, wow, man. I thought I was outside for a minute. I was looking for the snow to start filtering it.
My
nice breeze,
that's what I hear.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad she got her phone, because that was really killing me. Huh?
Don't say that.
Don't say what?
That was really killing me. You got to change that.
Oh, that was one of the best feelings. That's one of the best noises I've ever heard. It made me feel like I was in heaven. Okay?
Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate everything. And I'm so glad of how successful your show is, and may it keep doing even better this year.
Well, thank you. I really need to hear that one.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
You guys have a wonderful day. Blessings and namaste.
Namaste.
You too. Thank you.
Please don't hit me up. Just mute me because I still want to listen, but I'm going into this store.
Okay, no problem. All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Let's go on to area code 831. 831, welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from California. And I am looking for the career. I'm recently engaged and would love to just focus after the wedding, start focusing on something nearby and bring income in. So what does Spirit have to say for me?
Focusing on the ultimate career. I was just trying to get the fix on that whole thing when you said the ultimate career and the ideal of keeping it local. What do you do now?
Currently, I am not working in employment. I am a mom of two and to be wife, so working is an absolute question. I am a trained LVN. I've worked in OBGYN, looking for something creative and normal hours, daytime hours.
Okay. Oh, my God, woman. I take a deep breath and go, why does she keep calling me all the time? Well, she's
not you in California, this other person.
Yes, not you. The person is, I'm using the phone to actually broadcast when I do this kind of thing because it's a whole lot clearer signal. But this woman, she was on, see, the reason I'm irritated right now is because she was on the show. She was one of the first callers in the queue, 612. So she knows I'm doing a show, and she still insists on calling in to me. So the point is, I wish people would understand you're being annoying and disrespectful because you know exactly what I'm doing right now, right at this moment. So that's kind of, I just want to sit there, because I've told her before, yes, I can do readings and I can talk and I can work with you. But, she keeps emphasizing, she gave me $60. 3 months ago, and she's had over 20 readings since then that I know of. So I'm just like, okay, people and respect. I'm sitting there going, I'm going to respect myself and go, I'm going to block you. I can't deal with you any longer because you're just not doing the right thing. Because there's a lot of things I keep telling her, and this is, I tell people all the time, the reason I emphasize on focusing on your true intent, what do you want? How do you want to feel? Don't let anything disrupt that. I don't care if you were beaten every freaking day for your whole life. If you hang on to that, that's your choice to hang on to those things. And when you start realizing, seriously, when you look at the situation, those are just thoughts in your mind. The only reason they have any kind of power is because of the energy and the power you give them. That's all. Simple. People go, well, it's kind of hard. Well, if you're going to sit there and say it's hard, you're right. But then again, hopefully one day you'll wake up and going, yes, the reason it's hard is because you're putting the energy in the word, this is hard. If you would sit there and change it to, something, what do I want? How do I want to feel? Where do I want to be? And focus on nothing but, you're going to see that those things that are negative, once you start focusing your energy totally somewhere else, those things have a tendency to be neutralized, and they have a tendency to fall to the wayside. Just that simple. Just that freaking easy. Believe me, people go, well, it's hard. You know something? I know. I've done it. Okay? I've been there. I was thinking something about when I was younger and the things that I went through. I went through a near-death experience. Well, I did die. I went through 4 years of bad acne to the point where I thought I was going to die. It was so freaking painful. But when you sit there and look at the situation, I'd rather use those as a catalyst to keep going forward and the idea of what I can accomplish instead of sitting there going, doing the opposite and doing nothing. I've gone from the idea of actually living and focusing on situations and what I really want And I've acquired those things slowly. And the more I start focusing on the energy, the more they start happening quicker. So the situation with you and the idea what you need to do is the idea, okay, you've got experience, you've got all these things that you could do, but do you really want to do those things? That's the thing I keep thinking of the most, and the idea of focusing on your passion and what you really love, and you'll do it. I had a friend of mine who wasn't a friend at first, but she came to the shop, and she was talking about how her husband is jealous because of how she manifests things so quickly. The reason she does is because that's all she focuses on. And she's had a hard life, too. She just decided to give up the hard life and the ideal. What was the vision that you really saw that you really want to experience? And that's what she's doing now. She's accomplishing those things one step at a time. But now she's starting to get, and I've seen this a lot, too, and that's what a lot of people have a tendency to have a hard time keep moving forward is people start getting jealous of the things that you're doing, the things that you start accomplishing. I think you should look at the situation and go, I must be really doing a great job. The people are envious of me now. Not because I want them to be, because they don't get it. I'm actually giving them a good example of what I can do with my life and what I'm doing with my life. They could do the same. And that's why I was having a problem with this, not with her, but the guy that she was with. You know, it's kind of hard to deal with things like that to the point where you have to distance yourself from them after a while. You can't deal with it because they just refuse. And next thing you know, it's like a visual. You got to buy the freaking collar, and you're dragging them behind you. And you wonder why you're so freaking tired, not realizing now you've taken the responsibility of someone else's life because of the things you've done for yourself, and things are starting to slow down. So you got to let go and get rid of the clutter. And the thing I was seeing with your situation is the idea of seeing something come about that might not have nothing to do with the experiences you have. Because a lot of people put themselves in a situation of going, I call it a false sense of responsibility, of thinking you got to have jobs, money, and all kinds of stuff before you can actually live your dreams, not realizing we've always said this before. If you want to attract the things that you really want, you got to believe that you already have them, and you got to be happy with yourself right now. And when you catch yourself in a situation where you're not, force yourself to be. Put a smile on your face. I mean, just keep moving forward until you do. Because one thing about the ideal the body loves is when you give them that positive stimulation, they have a tendency to respond very quickly to it, as much as the negative, but no one wants to be negative. So therefore, think about that. Can you be positive all the time? As long as you're being honest with yourself, yes. If you're sitting there, like you were talking about perkiness to me is people going around going, you know, they're just faking it all the time and not doing the work and giving the, you know, giving the foundation to it. So therefore, I think it's why certain perky people probably get on your nerves compared to other people who don't, because they're being totally honest. And you'll probably even have great conversations with them, too, about the things they've gone through. I've actually met other people that are just, oh, I'm just in. And you talk to them, they've never had any kind of infraction in their lives, which I think is impossible. How do we learn what we really want to be and how we really want to feel if we don't go through certain times where we don't? And we learn from those things, go, okay, I don't like that. What do I really want to do? I want to be happy. I want to have a smile on my face. I just want to enjoy life completely. You know, sometimes you get yourself in a situation and go, I thought this would be an enjoyable situation. And it wasn't, but, you know, still gives you an example. Did you compromise along the way somewhere or something? You're going to learn something. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Is anybody there?
Yeah.
You're really quiet.
You're just kind of on a ride.
I'm
you're
just
on a roll there. Yeah, me too.
I'm trying to hear the message.
Saying you got a lot of experience, but I get also to keep saying you got to do what you love and what you're passionate about. I feel like you're a very experienced person. I feel like you're an awesome healer too as well. But I think that you have an alternative way of going about the whole thing. I just think that something could really change very quickly here because of the things that you've done for yourself as well. You're very happy. I'm just saying, you know, it's like open the door. My thing is, when I work with clients, I tell them, I said, you need to sit down, get a pad and pencil, write down every freaking thing that you really want to do, okay? Get it as a visual right in front of you, right there, okay? After you get it all written out, just kind of put it down. What jumps out at you? What resonates with you? What is your love and what is your passion? Because it will jump out off that page. Okay, and then you take that, of what has actually jumped out at you, and now you take that subject and you write on another column How can you make it happen? What would be the one thing? And also sit there and work with your angels and guides and go, what's the easiest, most quickest way for these things to fall in place? Because I'm not going to deal with the world and the idea of what they say reality is and what the timing is. I want what I want, and I want it now. I deserve what I desire. So therefore, having that kind of visual, you know, they will lead you and guide you and say, okay, what's the quickest way to get this done? What's the quickest way to put me in a situation or a place that I know I'm supposed to be at? And I think when you start doing that, too, you start getting visual. So it does exist. And I feel like anything you can visualize does exist, and you're the catalyst that's going to bring it into visible form, into reality. Okay? So therefore, think about that. You know, every decision you ever made, every thought, everything else, it was you. You know, you created this life up to this point. If you like it, then keep doing what you're doing and sit there and write down the pad and pencil, write down the things you got to do. What is your career? What is your thing? You're saying, but because when you said, I want a phenomenal career, that's you. That is based on what you love and what you're passionate about. See, the one thing I liked about Dr. Wayne Dreyer was the idea of what he always says, you know, have your mind open to everything and attached to nothing, which means if you're thinking that there are certain things you got to do, I think you need to get rid of them and open your mind up, because there's an easier way of going about this. And that's my freaking phrase I used to use when I was in Ohio, was every time something would happen, I would say, okay, there has to be an easier way. In less than 20 minutes, a situation would change just that quick in a very positive way, where things would actually present themselves to me. I think I've actually worked with angels, too, as well, in physical form, who've helped me in situations to show me that there's nothing I can't do. It's just other people's perceptions and what people try to impose on me that I can't. Because I've had a lot of people say, you know something, you're old and you're at a certain time in your life and that kind of stuff. So I want you to sit back and forget trying to do all that kind of stuff. That's the kind of thing I like, because what it does is it motivates me to say no. I'm 25. I can climb that freaking mountain as many times as I want to. I don't care what I'm going through. I can work out. I can do whatever I want to do. I'm going to keep doing it until ever. Whatever, you know. And so therefore we use negative people, and they're actually responses to say, no, thank you. I really needed that kick, because what you are not doing for your life, I'm going to continue to do, because for some reason you're looking at me and telling me to stop doing that. Somewhere along the line, you're not feeling too comfortable with it, because I'm actually promoting you to do the same. So I must be doing something good, so I'm going to keep doing it. But I guarantee if you keep focusing on the situation, go, where do I want to be? What do I want to do? Who I want to be? Don't be amazed of all the things, if you keep repeating yourself to yourself every freaking day, that you're not going to be there in days, not months, not years. Just look at the situation. If you have a notion within yourself that says, I want it now, then the universe is listening. It's the ideal, making sure there's nothing within you that's going to keep you from getting there. Because we still, like you see, you know, we have certain things that we, you know, baggage and certain things that can keep us from doing that. But you know what's going to happen? And the idea of making a conscious decision to keep going forward and keep doing what you're going to do, there's going to come to you too. You know? If you don't sit and take the action, the opportunities and the solutions will not come to you, because you'll still be thinking about the problem. Well, you're going to know what the problem is. We don't need to freaking focus on the problem. We don't even think about it. We don't even acknowledge it. It happened. It's there. Okay, let's clear the freaking clutter, clear the bullshit, and go right to the freaking solution. What is the solution? It's right there, right now. Not next week, not next year, now. Are you ready? Are you really willing to really tap into the energy within yourself and the idea of the power that you have to create your life right now and do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore, yes. So do the whole freaking thing and focus and say, okay, this is me right now. And accept it, because you're not anybody else different. That's one thing about the mirror. You can look in the mirror going, that's me. Accept it. If something jumps out at you, so well, I think I need to change something. Okay, then do it, because it's actually showing you right now. I feel like realizations, when they happen, that's the time to make the decision, not next week. Today is the day. The minute's the minute. Do it now. And you'll sit there and feel better about yourself. Start realizing that, okay, look at all the things that have been going on that I've been complaining about. Those are just other signs that you're not where you're supposed to be. And you're sitting looking at the situation and you got a great thing going on, but there are certain little fractions that you feel like you need to do something. I just feel like once you sit down and say, okay, this is what I want to do, now show me a way to do it, and the easiest way to doing that, there has to be an easier way of doing this, I just get the impression before the end of the month, I feel like you're going to have an idea. And yes, I did say before the end of the month. I know what day it is. I know what's going on. And I feel like that's how fast things can change. Okay? So that, it's like I can hear people in the audience going, but this is like, we only got a week. Well, see, if you're going to focus and dwell on the week.
No, I manifested my fiancé in 3 days. So, I totally understand where you're coming from on this. The thing is, as you said, I appreciate the time frame, financially strapped, raising two kids, planning a wedding, sitting down in my spot on my beach, watching my dolphins come to greet me. I just needed some confirmation and some clarity. And manifestation has never been a real, as you said, I am a healer. I have been in traditional Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I've been educated as a martial artist. I'm a nurse. I'm a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just at a point now where I feel my life is my own. I have worked the last 10 years on me. And as it doesn't sound as, saying it out loud sounds selfish, but really, people, if you really need to work on yourself, you start with 5 minutes a day. I've done all this spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, materialistically. I have cleansed my house. Now I am ready. I am ready for a career that is going to benefit my family as well as me as a whole, and I put it out there. So the time frame I do appreciate. I do appreciate the motivational, the guidance. Do you?
I hope so, because that's one of those things that came straight from the angels and guys, and then that's what I'm saying. When I'm on a binge like that, that's something that's coming through me and saying, okay, everybody who's listening, please listen up. I hope they are.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, you know.
Right. Everybody's situation, I never judge persons. I hate being judged. I've always hated being judged. I was judged since the day I was born. To very narcissistic parents, selfish parents, and I've had to basically...
Me too, huh?
I've always wished myself to be invisible, and now I want to be seen. So I'm in life now. I'm living my life. And as you said, I am a healer. Just the guidance. I know I have some metaphysical strengths. I do. And I've worked on them. And my daughter, who's in puberty right now, is hitting that note, and unlike my family, I'm encouraging her to grasp it. Tell her, just be there. Let it happen. Don't fight it. Write your journal, and we'll discuss it. My son also, my fiancé too, he's got gifts. But I don't know how to use that to go further. I don't know where my career is going. And like I said, I'm ready, and I put it out there. Now, you said by the end of this week, I keep telling myself by the end of this month, I need, I want, and I deserve this position that I've been craving for. So, and that for it not to interfere with my wedding and honeymoon in March, April. So I'll give you a heads up when I hear more.
Yes, please do so. I'd love to hear it. I'd like to get more people to come back and say, hey, this is what happened. And then get a little thing. I tell people, too, that even if it doesn't happen, like I said, it's best to actually explore and to understand why it didn't. Because I always tell people, I'm just a messenger. I'm not the person who lives your life. Yes. What did you do? but I'm not in a bad way. So it's just the idea, what did you do and what was going on and that kind of stuff. So therefore, we keep it going. And I think we lost her. Anyway, on that note, we'll sit and say thank you. I appreciate you calling in and Let's go to 978. Just click the button. Watch the snake
Hello?
Go around. Hello, 978. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name? Where are you from? What's
Kathleen
name?
From.
I'm sorry.
Kathleen.
Where are you?
Massachusetts.
From where?
My voice is going.
Massachusetts. Okay.
Excuse me. I have a question regarding my finances. Excuse me. I want to know if you saw them improving immensely.
Immensely?
Yeah, because I'm looking to do something online that's going to bring me in more money than what I'm getting from the government right now.
Hmm. Well, I can definitely see them changing immensely, but not immensely right quick. My thing is becoming the ideal. The things you're focusing on and the intentions that you have will definitely give you that immense financial increase. But it's one of those things I see something I keep getting, like, it could be 2 to 3 weeks, it could be a month. But the ideal not having any, you know, not seeing anything happening, I don't see that. It's like you'll see definitely things happening. But it's the idea of the focus that you have right now. It's like a back and forth kind of focus. You want the immense financial increase in the money and stuff, but there's also this thing within yourself, because the idea, sometimes I look at people that are on disability or on assistance or
yeah, you can't collect
whatever.
Both, and that's the thing. And I understand
the thing is, I had a client of mine who had a potential of making $2,500 a month, but she kept on hanging on to this freaking disability of $825.
Yep.
The fear is the government sucks, okay? So you got to ask yourself, do you want to continue to let the government control your life, or do you want to take control back? Because that's one thing that people don't understand. Being on a fixed income, listen to what you're saying to yourself. I'm on a fixed income, and the universe is going to give you nothing but fixed stuff. Okay, so therefore, what you need to do is understand your full potential of who you are, this imagination that you have, this visualization, this creativity. These are good things that you can work in the idea of creating the financial gain that you want. Because I feel like once you change your perception, then you're going to understand that the government money was just something that was holding you back of your full potential.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're still breathing, you're still breathing, and you still have all kinds of potential to give and the service to help other people too as well. It's just the government. It's just like, look at me. Okay, I'm tired of looking at you, dude. Get the hell out of my freaking life. You're a dork. All you care about right now, and me personally, the government is just one of those things right now where it's just the idea of give me the money and I'll go spend it on freaking gum. And you're sitting there going, but you're supposed to be helping us. You're supposed to be doing stuff for us. You're going to go buy gum? Okay, that's what I'm saying. Take the first word, gum, and then take the word and change it to D, and you understand what the government's all about. Dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, do you have an idea of when the finances will pick up if I go through with this thing online next week?
They say that you see a difference within a month. Huh?
And
Is there anything you think of, Christina? Because I like getting this month.
Well, I'm actually curious. Is this the same Kathleen from Massachusetts that called a couple of weeks ago about the gentleman friend who lived 2 hours away?
Yes. We're not talking about him right now. I need money.
I just want to make sure that she's not trying to get extra money to go see him.
Oh, no, he's a drive away. I'm not looking for money to fly anywhere.
Well, no, but, you know.
I still haven't heard from him, by the way, so I think that's a lost cause.
Good.
Yeah, I agree.
You can do better.
But do you get a month also, or? See, the thing is, I'd have to give up my SSI, and I understand that if I need more money. Okay, but then I'm giving up free health insurance too, which is a major deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, all right, am I going to make, you know, I don't even know if I'd make the same money each week, what I would count on, and then having to pay my own medical insurance. I mean, it's like, they got you by, you know what, the government. You know, if the most I can make, I'm allowed to make is 200 extra a month. What the hell can you do with 200 extra a month? That's not enough.
Sure.
That's the most you're allowed to make.
Mm-hmm. You know, something I was going to say, the reason I have it, sometimes I do really have a hard time with giving people the insights on these situations, because realistically it's the idea of focusing on your full potential, what you can do. Because I had a lot of people come back and look at me and go, it didn't happen like you said. But you wasn't really focusing on it happening either. It's like, and I understand this. People, okay, I really get down to the nitty-gritty. I have a companies that I work for that I'm not guaranteed to make anything through these companies. And what I do is I focus on goals on each one of those things. Right now I have a goal of $2,500 a week income, and I focus on, like, I want to do readings on a company called Arandom I work for, and I focus on, what do I want? 5 hours of readings a night. I start really focusing, and I start really living outside the box. And I have a shop, and I will focus on 20 readings in my shop. I have a website and a radio show, which you were talking about that. But I also focus on clients and stuff through there, too. I focus on 20 at least. And then I have another company I just started working for, PPN, and it's one of those things where I have to wait for people to call in. Okay, so when I sit there and focus on those companies, I don't think about anything else but seeing people call me. And it's kind of funny, and people think it's crazy, but how much control we have. So when I started focusing on those things, the first 2 days I just started working for this company, so the first 2 days were kind of nothing. There's no calls, no nothing. But see, what I do is I keep focusing and say, okay, this changed our focus today. Was I giving it enough attention? Did I really get specific about it? And now I'm starting to get calls to that company. And now I started noticing I was getting short calls, so I said, okay, we need to change that. I want long calls. So I actually put on my list, too, readings through PPN, 20 long readings. And then I go from private. Also, I want to increase my private clients, so I start focusing on that of 20. And now these goals are for the day, today and tonight. And see, the good thing about this piece of paper, it says today and tonight. It doesn't have any kind of specific address. It doesn't have any dates or nothing on it. It just says today and tonight. So every time I recite this list, it always helps me to focus on today and tonight.
Mm.
I also put down at the bottom, I put down this week and every week, $2,500 weekly income. Okay? But I only look at that thing maybe once or twice a day, because the rest of the day I'm focusing on the visuals of seeing people come through those phone lines. It might sound crazy seeing people come through phone lines, but when I do talk to people on the phone and that kind of stuff, I feel like I'm standing right there in front of them. So that's what I do, and that's how I picture it. And it's the idea of making these things work for you. So what you need to do in your situation is the idea of setting down a goal weekly and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. Now, some people try to set goals for daily, but see, things do have a tendency to really fluctuate daily. Like today, you know, it snowed outside, so I'm not focusing on doing any readings in the shop, so I take my focus and change it to the other companies that I can work on from here, so therefore every day is still productive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
But I still focus on the weekly income, because it seems like that one is a whole lot easier to, you know, focus on that kind of stuff. If I have a hard time trying to figure out how to do it, I start focusing on past experiences where I know I've done those things. And they have a tendency to change the energy vibration. I think that's what we were talking about, the chakras so much, because when you start really working and just simply maintaining your chakras, balancing them, cleansing them daily, it keeps us on track, it keeps the balance, and also it keeps us on focus. So why we need to focus on our heart's content, because the heart, and realistically, I've seen people focusing on, you know, manifesting things and not realizing it's the love and not the love of money. But it's the ideal, the love of what you're trying to accomplish here, and the ideal, you know, get some visualizations of what you're going to do when you get that extra money, how you're going to change it. If it's simply just changing your financial status right now, it's the ideal of visualizing what would that do for you. Jack Canfield said what he would do every day, 15 minutes a day. He put a dollar bill above his bed and made a $100,000 bill out of it. So the very first thing he did when he got up in the morning, he saw that $100, he saw the $100,000 bill that he made right there. So what he would do before he even get out of bed, he would focus and visualize for 15 minutes, what would my life be like if I made $100,000 a year? Not like some of these dumbasses out here go, well, if I have that kind of money, I might have bigger bills, and I might be, no, you focus on how your life would be, because we all have
mm-hmm.
this visualization in our minds of how we want to live. Okay, yeah, bills are there, but I tell people, I've actually done a therapy with people going, when you get your bills every freaking month, this is what you're going to do with them. Throw them in the trash. You know why? Because most of those bills are automatic payments. They're easily something going in line, online and do. But you don't need a constant freaking reminder. And I wish companies would do one thing. Oh, we're spending so much freaking money. Well, stop sending freaking bills every freaking 3 days and save
yeah.
yourself some money on the bill, because I don't want to see them no more. My friend thought it was funny, because I had a friend of mine on the show one night. I was there telling somebody, take your bills and throw them away. She started laughing. She goes, are you serious? I said, think about this. You know, if you have an electric bill or a phone bill or whatever it is, more than likely you know how much it is every freaking month. Because people have a tendency to keep a notion. Here's another thing you do. Stop thinking about it. I found out that when I stopped focusing on bills and forgot they existed, they started getting paid a whole lot quicker.
Well, it's not even just the bills. It's, you know, the whole thing is, I feel like there's such a stigma associated with living basically off the government. I mean, you're getting paid by the government. You're getting food stamps. You're getting your health care, which is a great thing, but it's not enough. And, like, for me to go out and, let's say I wanted to go out and meet a guy and I was at a bar or whatever, what do you do? Oh, I live off the government. Do you know how embarrassing that is? I'm ashamed of the way I have to live. What?
I'm a government associate. That works for
a
me.
Government associate. Yeah. If that's a good one. I'm a government associate. Yeah, associated with the government. But there is a stigma attached to it,
yeah.
And I hate it. And I hate being in this situation. And I'm one of the few that, because I know there's a lot, I'm in housing, and there's a lot of people who are just as happy as whatever, you know, just living here and getting everything for free. I don't want to live like this. I want to get the hell out of here and have a job. But I do have disabilities, so I've got to do something on the computer, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, I know a lot of people have made lots of money on computers, just the idea of focusing on the situation, you know, realizing that sometimes it's going to take some focus and then put.
So when you said a month, do you see a month of it's going to take a month before the money comes in or a month before I start working?
No. I see money coming in as soon as you start doing this. It's just the idea that it's taking a month to get where you want to be at.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, I say 30 days, okay, but also take in consideration if there's some other variables in this situation before you get started. I'm saying as soon as you know that you're established, give it 30 days from that point, not from today.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much. That was a lot of good advice. It really was. And I just have to focus on today, because if I go any further, I go nuts. I drive myself nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm going to be stuck in this goddamn house for the rest of my life with no money to go out, buy clothes the way I used to, and go to clubs. And I mean, I'm 56, yeah, but I go to clubs just, you know, to dance or karaoke, whatever. But I mean, my lifestyle has changed immensely, you know, since I've been on government assistance. But that is a good line. I'm associated with the government. I'm a government associate.
I assess money for the government. I assess money for the government, which means I count it and go, this is not enough. And you should also use that to your advantage.
$800
is
what they expect you to live off of.
Right. It's like, this is
they
not enough.
They got him in housing.
And then start focusing on what is enough, okay? Try that one. Try to focus on what is enough by saying, okay,
never
enough.
Enough.
I mean, I'm just saying, identify with that and say, okay, this is not enough. Be honest with yourself and say, okay, this could actually help you release a block within yourself so you can actually increase your income.
Mm. And, you know, half the time, excuse me, my voice is going, half the time these companies on the Internet, they want you to pay into it before you can start working for them. They're all the same, and that's another thing. It's like if I had the money, you know, I wouldn't have to do this. I don't want to be paying this, but I have to. But anyway, I want to thank you both, and we'll see what a month brings.
I do like Christina
all
said,
right.
Keep focusing on yourself, too, okay?
I know. I know. Thank you so much. I better go.
You're
My voice
welcome.
Is cracking up.
Yes, it is.
All right. Take care, both of you. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye. Okay. Oh. That was freaking. Oh, that was weird. Mm.
What?
Jumping out phone numbers. I click on them and it left and then it popped back in and it left again. I was like, whoa. Just focus on 203. Area,
hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hello, area code 203. What's your name and where are you from? And
hi, Ebony,
you?
Connecticut. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I have a question about this business venture. I'd like to know if you see anything changing, anything, how do I say it, business picking up, so to speak.
I get the impression you got to be focused, also patient, because I see the business definitely picking up. It's one of those things where I was sitting telling a friend of mine, it's like, you don't want to give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens, which means a lot of people have a tendency to get impatient and go, this is not working. And it's one of those things where you just go, okay, I saw something happening. But if you're going to sit there and pull the plug right then and there, it's not going to happen. But I definitely do see increase, quite a bit of increase. It's just the idea that patience and kind of like I was telling the last video, I was sitting here for 2 days waiting for calls, but realistically I was not waiting for calls. I was just saying, okay, let's see what happens. I'm focusing on certain visualizations. They're not working, so I have to get and work on some other things that actually resonate with me more to get that whole thing going in. And I also seen things changing very quickly by changing that perception. Like today I got some calls. Yesterday I was getting calls. I noticed they were between 8, 9, 10 minutes. And I was focusing on, no, I want some long, long calls. And the last one before I logged off was about right at 20 minutes. So, you know, you're going to see that kind of increase. Okay, I want the calls I've had before where they were like, I think the longest one I've ever had was 139 minutes.
Wow.
And actually, I remember that call too because I was actually hoping she would hang up. But then you have to sit there and take a step back and go, okay, hold up. The reason I got that long call is because that's what I've asked for. So it's the idea of looking at situations and getting structured on how you want things to happen. Okay, do you want long calls or do you want lots of short ones? You know, realistically,
yeah.
I don't think I do a lot. I don't think I do really good work in 5 minute calls. But then again, my friend says, yes, you do. Okay, but then you're just being honest with yourself and saying, but that's, you know, the structure is focusing on the outcome and how you're going to get to that income, or the outcome too as well, the income is your income. So I'm saying that's what you focus on. Everybody's sitting there talking about that a lot here. In the last month, you know, am I going to get any kind of increase? Is it going to increase? You have to understand the questions you're asking are negative because you're having a doubt within yourself that you can do that. So you're sending a negative ripple here, and you need to take that down and go, okay, how can I – because I've actually talked to psychics too, and what I do is – or even when I do readings for myself, I try to find a way to ask the question in a very positive way. Like if I'm talking to my friend Amy, I was like, okay, there's this girl. I want you to give me some insights on things that I already see happening. I just want to get a confirmation. So what you're doing is you're listening to yourself. You're being very confident and say, okay, this is what I see. You're just looking for confirmation. Now, that's a positive thing. You're looking for confirmations of something you already believe. So what you need to do in this situation, too, is the idea of structuring, say, okay, what will work for me, a weekly income? What is the thing I need to see here? Or what do I want to see? I think it's more of a want, and then taking that want and going, because I've had a lot of affirmations I change around where I go, I want to make $500 this week, or I'll make $2,500 this week. But then I'll come right back and use another affirmation and say, okay, thank you, God and angels. I'm so happy and grateful for that $2,500 weekly income. So I'm declaring it. And I'm also accepting it as something that's already happening. And the universe has a tendency to really follow through. And like I tell people before, I'm still focusing on the $2,500 weekly income. But by focusing on that, I've actually seen a lot of increases.
Okay.
Like we've increased in snow, which ticked me off. But I'm just kidding. But, but I've definitely seen an increase in a lot of things. And it's not, I mean, the other night I was at a friend's house, and she said, come over, there's somebody I want you to meet. who I'd actually met through another company I'd worked for, and we live in totally two different states. And I thought I'd never meet this girl. I thought it would be one of those things where, you know, it's like there's people in your life that you meet and those long-distance things that you thought, I'll never meet this person because it's great with the connection. I kind of said she's a great friend. But, yeah, you actually seen her person, never thought it would ever happen. Well, my friend calls me and says, you need to come over here. I want to, there's this person who wants to meet you that you know from a random. I'm going, oh, my God, that could be anybody. And I started freaking out. But it was one of those things where I'm focusing on increasing my income. And, see, I have this affirmation. It says, money comes to me today, every day, and every way, easily and effortlessly, and greater amounts in any in all directions. So I'm opening the door for everything. I have another one, too, where I say, you know, this is what I'm focusing on right now is going to manifest for me here and now in the greatest and quickest way in the best interest of all concerned. Okay, so what you're doing is you're opening the door. This or something better, that's the thing. This or something better. So you're opening all the doors. I'm letting that income come in because a lot of people are focusing on one thing. Okay, this is the thing that's going to get me where I want. No, it's not. It's looking at things in a three-dimensional way. It's amazing. Everybody has basically clairvoyant ability, which is three-dimensional vision. But we still keep seeing things in a one-dimensional way. So it's kind of crazy. So focus. I love when we sit here talking to people and then they see another god.
Well, it may have been her connection. If she's calling through the computer or something, she may not have been able to help that.
Yeah. Most of the time when people call through the computer, they call through Skype, and everybody has a Skype name, and that's what, when you see people's names and stuff, that's a Skype person. If you ever see numbers in the queue that comes up as 1111111111, me personally, I like that number because it's a great manifestation number, but that's a private number. Yes. So what I was saying before is the idea of focusing on the visualization of all the freaking avenues that you can actually get to the goal of actually being where you really want to be at. That's what I wanted to finish saying. I was kind of hoping she would hear that. Because that's all her having a great increase. But most of the people I see having great anything great in their lives is realizing how great they are and the idea of accomplishing and attracting those things. Because everybody's trying to get out of financial straits. I was like the other one was talking about the government. I had a client that had potential to make $2,500 a month, and she would not make any more than $825. Because at that time, you could only make up to what you actually got in disability. And it was amazing. It was amazing to watch listen to this lady talk. She was in a wheelchair. She had her own car. She had everything, and she did everything herself. Why she couldn't take it one step further and go, I can make so much money off the government. And I'm sitting there going, what? And she's like, no. I said, yeah, let's change that whole format. And say, no, focus on what you can do yourself. These things are just freaking brick walls. The people keep thinking that they're real. I've always had that visualization, say, okay, I want you to walk up to the brick wall. Keep walking. And then people realize one thing. It's just an illusion. They walk right through the wall realizing, okay, what was that all about? It's something you created. But see, when you help them get that faith in them and they just walk through the wall, they start realizing they created it. I mean, I had one lady who was so freaking determined. Every time I would help her remove a couple blocks, she'd throw a couple more in there. I said, you're frustrating. You're driving me nuts. And she's like, what am I doing wrong? I said, listen to you talk. Every time I sit here, we come up with this thing. It was like that one lady. I'm sitting here telling her about the dream. After we give her the insights of the dream, she goes, I wish I knew what that dream meant. Okay. Because I had the same thing. I did a dream interpretation for that one guy I was talking to everybody about where he walks into a room, and it's a gymnasium. And the gymnasium, there's a crystal ball, they're dancing, the disco kind of thing. And then he walks into another room and has all these freaking beds in there, except one bed is in the corner. As I was picking up on this guy, what it was is he wanted to be on the dance floor, okay? But he was always worried about getting exhausted, and they would also most of them have ever seen dance competitions like that where they dance all freaking night. They have a room full of beds.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he says, okay, why is one bed in the corner? Because you're keeping yourself basically separated from all these things that you really want to do. And what you need to do is you need to follow through because there's something about you that wants to prompt you to go and do it. So therefore, your bed won't be separate from everybody else's. And then he comes back and goes, so what's the crystal ball mean? Well, it's not really mean anything. It's just the crystal ball. I mean, when you have dreams, your subconscious mind wants to make it a full picture. So they get things, crystal balls, that kind of stuff. That's what I was trying to tell them. I said, you're fixating on the crystal ball. So you're still focusing on being an individual, but not an individual. You're focusing on being separate from the whole. Wondering how come he doesn't have a social life. I said, dude, go dancing. I think it was awesome. You know, it was like the idea of go dancing, get yourself into a relationship, have fun. Because I also felt like the bed being separated from the whole was also separating from opportunities to be with somebody, too, as well. I mean, he still went back there. What's that crystal ball mean? There was also a waterfall, too. I'm going, dude, I've already given you the definition of the dream. It's like a movie, okay? You have the plot. The characters are telling you what's going on. But there's a lamp in the background all by itself. In the corner, that's just a prop, you know, to really give, you know, substance. It's not really has anything to do with the plot of the movie. You know, it's just something that came up and go, okay, we need a lamp in the corner. And that's all it means. There's a lamp in the freaking corner. So I kind of freaked out about that one. I finally got him back and the focusing on the thing. He came back and said, so what you're saying is I need to focus on myself to have a social life? Okay, he did get it.
Yay!
Yeah, I was freaking out. There's
Why people are so afraid of having a social life, I don't understand. It's kind of like... you know, you tell them to go out and do things, and they look at you like you told them to chop a finger or a toe off or something. What's so scary about going out? I was like, well, I don't want to go out alone. It's like, well, sweetie, you'll be alone if you don't go out and meet people. And the only way you're going to go out and meet people is if you go out. And not just to work at home, you know, or the grocery store. It's like, go out and do things so you can meet people. So when you go out and do things again, you can go out with those people because those people are going to be there. And you won't be alone.
It's common sense. Mm-hmm. Go out. I've gone out and run into a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while. Trying to go out in the snow, it's like, go out.
It's kind of like, I can't get a job unless I get experience. You know, they won't hire me unless I have experience. It's like, well, then go out and get some experience.
Yeah, or like, you know, the idea of follow your intuition and take you down a road where you might get a job that you never thought you were qualified for, but for some reason they see something else within you. I mean, I've had so many people approach me and say, well, you've got a great voice. You should do this. I remember I was doing psychic work when I was in Wisconsin, and somebody said, I think you're really good at phone work. Why don't you come to Colorado? And I said, And the week before that, I had been thinking I'd gone to Colorado about 3 or 4 times, going to California. And I thought, well, California doesn't work for me. I said, but Colorado was beautiful, and the snow and the resorts and stuff. I'm like, I want to go there. And then I did, and this lady, it was the kind of thing, too. I always tell people, you know, you look at situations. If you don't put yourself out there, these things are just not going to happen, but you're going to see some really major things happen. And I saw this lady said, yeah, I want you to come out to Colorado. And I my guides come in and said, why don't you ask for what you want? I said, okay, I will. I haven't done this in a while. So I said to her totally, I said, I'd be happy to come to Colorado, because I know you want to work with me, too, as a psychic. So, therefore, to make this happen, I have to have three things. And she goes, what's that? I have to have a place to live. I have to have a job, which basically, the job thing, you pretty much are saying you've got one of those, so that's cool. And then she said, I can probably, and she had a furnished basement. She goes, you probably stay in the basement. So that's number two. I said number three is I have no money for travel expenses, so therefore if you can correct that, I'd be glad to come out there. So she said, let me talk to my husband. I'll call you back. She calls you back in 20 minutes and says, I'm coming to get you. What? You're coming to get me? You're in Colorado. I'm in Wisconsin. She goes, yes, I talked with my husband. We're going to rent a vehicle, an SUV, and we're going to come get you. This lady shows up with her two young kids. One was six and one was four. And so I thought, you know, like, who in the world would do that? But, you know, sometimes when you get those kind of connections with people and stuff, and they just, I started realizing that people just trust me for some reason. So I said, cool. And I think it's one of the things of always trying to be true to everybody else in the first place, that people do see it. So she comes up and she shows up and we pack up and we head back. And I was just like, and a lot of money came into my possession too. It wasn't as much as I wanted it to, but it did fit the bill. And I was like, here's an opportunity. I'm out of here. And next thing I know, we were in Colorado, and I just felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders, and I felt like I could do anything. So I started doing a lot of things. Now, you got to watch out with situations, too. People do have a tendency to go and take advantage of certain situations, and you and that kind of stuff. I was working for her as a telemarketer at $7.50 an hour, which I have no problem with doing phone work. Sure, pay me $7.50 an hour. And then she brought me to her office one day, and she was like, I want to ask you some questions. Is this psychic questions? And she goes, yeah. So I sit there for a minute and listen to her talk and ask questions. I'm going, I'm sorry, but I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. And she goes, why is that? I said, because I don't make $7.50 for readings. And she was like, really? She goes, that's kind of rude. I said, no, it's the truth. I think you're being rude because you're using me. You know what I get paid for readings, and you know what I do for a living, and I don't do telemarketing work. I actually got on her case a couple times, and so I said, you know something? I did not come out here to do telemarketing work, and she tried to keep me in that position. And I started realizing the only reason I was really stuck in that position is because I was some kind of security for me. That little money that she was giving me for some reason made me feel, you know, secure at that moment. And I just finally said, heck with it. And I lived in an apartment. I lived in one-bedroom apartment. And there was 4 days, I know for a fact, that I didn't eat nothing. But it was just like, I'm not going back. I'm going to stay right here. And I didn't want anybody to help me. So I started looking for these situations. And it was kind of funny that some of the things that I've actually done in exchange for readings, nothing weird, it was just opening my mind up to possibilities.
Nothing illegal.
But it was like, focus, nothing illegal, no. But it was the way I was center focusing on, I said, so many people owe me freaking money, they need to call me right now. This lady calls me up and she goes, I know I owe you $1,000. I said, yeah, right now would be so great because I could pay my rent 2 months in advance and I would actually eat some food instead of staring at that freaking phone on the freaking wall that's not ringing. And she was like, really? She goes, well, I called you, but I can't give you any money. I said, okay. But you did call for a reason. And I was hoping she would. It was, you know, one of the things where you go, I hope she's not calling just for a reading. Because it was kind of funny, too. I had gone through 4 days, and as my angels called it, it was a fasting, right? And this was so cool, because this might sound crazy to some people, because people sit there focused on, I'm not eating. No, I loved it, because what happened was my angels were trying to show me a new openings. This was my first impression with chakras and auras and my opening up the sensation of things I never thought about. I went to take a shower, and I could feel every bead of water coming off that faucet. And that was just a fascination that I could just sense everything and anything. And this lady asked me some questions, and the answers were so freaking fast and so quick, and actually turned out to be the best and most accurate answers I've ever given anybody. So it was like, oh, really? Sometimes it's kind of hard to literally do the fasting thing, but I've noticed a lot of things that were just so cool. And that's what I told my friend. I said, I took a shower this morning, man. That was great. And she's like, I don't want to hear this. I was like, no. It was something on the idea of fascination of senses and seeing colors as the water were hitting my freaking skin, reds and oranges and greens and stuff like that. And this lady finally had called me, said, I have money on a credit card. I can't send you any money, but I could send you food in equivalence of doing a reading for me. And she actually sent me like $30 worth of stuff from this great pizza place I used to love, which also put me in a situation realizing why you should never eat pizza. But kind of killed all my senses right there with some of the things I was consuming the cheeses, for one. But it was still a learning experience, and I loved it. Sometimes there's some things that I kind of question the idea of repeating them, but there have been a couple of times where I have actually intentionally done, you know, 4 or 5 day fastings, and it's amazing how clear your mind is and how you can be so connected to your chakras and realizing your chakras and aura is almost like it's another realization and connection that God does exist. And it's amazing how people say that, I don't believe in God, then you don't believe in yourself. So maybe you should turn that around and start believing in yourself, and you might get a different perception on that whole thing. Because when you look at this freaking planet and you realize that there is a distinctive personality everywhere, not just the idea of people, situations, moments, even this planet has its own chakra system, and it's alive. It makes you think about things differently, but there has to be something or someone overlooking that whole thing. I understand that as people and this, as being people and our humanity, and the idea of the energy that we actually do create also is the idea that the energy and the idea of, well, I usually talk about the infinity symbol, and the connections we have with people and this unconditional love. I can also see the same thing with us. Why we are so grounded in nature is because we can have the same kind of relationship with nature, the planet, that kind of stuff with ourselves, which actually has a tendency to open up things where you can actually go, wow, you know, why don't I love everything else the same way? Connect with nature, and you might find that you do. There is a person in the queue. Last caller. It's 917.
Steve Miss Robbie, give him one, and he is going to have it to use in his class the rest of the year. And I told him he can lock it up, either give it to you at night or lock it up in mine, and we'll get it every day.
Hello?
So he told him bring a bag.
Hello?
So he can, you know, carry it or whatever he's responsible for. So he said yes.
We got a bag and laptop.
Hello.
Taking a peek into other people's private lives here.
The
girlfriend takes back and beat him over the head with it.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna take a break for a second and go.
He was listening to the show, and she interrupted him about something, and so he's having to tell her how it is and what she should do because she apparently is not smart enough to be able to figure it out on her own.
I think she can, and that's another conversation.
Yeah, I think she should put whatever she's putting in the bag and then beat him over the head with it.
So if you're listening, 917, if you're listening, we are wanting to talk to you, but don't really want to hear about your personal life right now, unless it has something to do with the questions you're going to ask, of course. But we don't want to sit here listening.
She's a grown woman. Don't tell a grown woman about being responsible. Trust me.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
No end to her responsibilities.
Makes you wonder if you even asked her, does she already have it figured out?
I know. Well, he knows. He knows. He knows better than she does because he's the responsible one, don't you know?
I know, but just get real. Does he really know, or is he acting like he really knows? Because I was sitting there talking to Heather and her friend that one day when I had a headache, and they're like, so, what's up? I'm like, oh, I got this freaking terrible headache. And they're like, well, we can help you with that. I'm sorry. I don't remember asking for help, but okay. Oh, no, we got this down. Yeah, we got this down. We can help you. And I said, no, I don't need any help. They go, well, you just want to have a headache. Oh, wow, now we've gone from helping to attacking me. Okay, great, thank you. This is a freaking weird situation. But then again, it's downtown Manitou Springs for you where you got all kinds of crazy conversations going on, and most of them are entertaining. I was wondering if we actually should try again and see what's up.
See if we've caught his attention. Or her attention.
Yeah, it makes you wonder who actually, you know, you're thinking, right? Was it her calling or was it him calling?
I don't know. It may have been her now that I think about it. He may have interrupted her about something.
Exactly. Since he's already interrupting and saying, I know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Or like, better yet, he didn't like the way she did something, and she told him she did it, you know, the way she wanted to do it, and he said, no, that's the wrong way to do it. If you did it this way, then You know, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
oh, you know what? Instead of her doing it, you just do it, because obviously you know what's right.
Exactly. Yeah, so
like if you,
just
if you know
bag,
so
you
well how it goes, then why aren't you doing it? Why is she doing it?
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. Just hand her the bag and say, okay, here, see ya.
It's yours now.
I'm on the phone, man. I'm going to get a question and see if I should even, I mean, I shouldn't say this. I was just going to ask the question if I should even keep you. Anyway. Because I actually, no, seriously, the lady came back to the shop the other day. I probably told you this, but she came back to the shop and just looked at me and said, I'd like to thank you for the insight you gave me because it made me think a lot of things. And I said, I understand that, but I just feel like the more successful you're going to get, the more pissed off he's going to get. He's not going to sit and look
mm-hmm.
at the ideal, the potential of who you are. You know, there's a couple ladies I've actually done readings for where their husbands are just, how do you, you know, the one lady, this is what she did. I don't like the job I'm working at. I'm pregnant, and I just want to find a job that works for me, works for the situation I'm in, and that's what I want right now. And she said in a week she found a job doing just that. And he was like, how do you do that? Why don't you just listen to her? That tells me right there in that relationship, that's one thing he doesn't do. He does not listen. I said, dude. And he goes, it's like almost like saying, you can hear it now. How do you know I don't listen? Watch his mannerisms. I guarantee he'll be focused on everything else that day except for what you're going to tell him. He's noticing the parking meter, noticing the person walking down with the yellow scarf and that kind of stuff. And you're going to look at him going, dude, the lights are not even on. You're not even listening. What? Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, sitting there going, you know, it's like focusing. And it sometimes you can look at situations and go, okay, I get it. I always get it. But it's also the ideal, how can I actually communicate to this person so maybe they'll see a glimpse and then something will start where they'll see it too. Because that's what you got to work at. You can't do it for them, but I think we can give them little moments and they'll, you know, have this little realization. Work with other readers is to say, 9 out of 10 times the response that you're trying to get, you'll probably never see. So you got to have faith in what you're telling and what you're giving and realizing your source is probably true. Just because people come back and say, it didn't happen. Okay, why didn't it happen? Now we have to look at them. What was their action? What did they do? Or what didn't they do? Sometimes people get so freaked out about everything. I had a lady last night. I just told her flat out, do me a favor. Stop. Please. Because I told her that this is a guy. He's a great guy. The texting's going on. And I told her the texting was going to continue. You're going to see each other this weekend. He is thinking too much. And she goes, what are you thinking about? He's thinking about not wanting to be with us anymore? I was like, the relationship? He doesn't like me anymore? He's questioning this. I said, stop right there. I said, I also told you earlier to stop worrying that everything's going to be fine as long as you focus and be true to yourself. You're not being that right now. So what the hell is wrong? You're thinking about anything and everything else that could possibly go wrong. I understand this guy does not have a good track record, but come on, just forget that track record in favor of hoping things will be just exactly the way we wanted to. Come on. I know they can. I've seen things happen. That's what I'm saying. How can you sit there and see my visual and help her see that visual too? I think it was when I told her to stop. I said, stop. I don't want to hear this anymore. I told you, no worrying. This is definitely worrying. Okay. Freak out, man. And believe me, I can understand it because I get to do the same thing. I'm thinking I'm going to have a great day at this job. I look outside going, there's freaking 4 feet of snow out there.
Not four.
What the hell am I? Well, this is the
four
thing we talk about all the time.
4 inches,
okay?
Maybe, but not 4 feet.
Well, I'm just trying to emphasize on the ideal how we can all blow things out of proportion. I've done it myself, but, you know, it's the ideal. Like, we have people like Christina that bring us back down to reality. You're right. It's only 4 inches of snow.
I've seen the pictures today. It's only about 4 inches. Good grief. Of course, that's what she said. Ha ha! Sorry.
Okay. Man, she's off the cuff today, isn't she, man? Whoa.
I don't have to. I knew people who were listening were thinking it.
Really? This is the person that says she's not psychic, and I'm sitting going, that's a good read. You know, so therefore, I'm still sticking to what I was saying anyway. I'm still debating on this 917 thing, but they're still there. So.
Let's check back in with the happy couple.
Well, I feel like I'm doing a freaking show here where we're going, let's check with John down on the street and see what's going on. reality
that's the
thing.
Word on the street.
Yeah. Here we go. Bracing myself. Hello, 917. Welcome to the show. How are you? Well.
Hello.
Maybe what
Hello.
Happened was here, an argument pursued. She shot him. And now we're all going, oh, no.
I think I probably shouldn't laugh because if that's your first initial impression. No, I think she took the bag
yes.
and beat him over the head with it like I suggested, and now he's unconscious and she's having to call 911, so she's put us on
hold. I'm sorry. I was thinking about this movie I saw. It was called Raiders of the Lost Ark, and there's a scene in there where Harrison Ford is fighting this big guy with a sword, right? And
uh-huh.
he just emphasizes on the situation and pulls a gun out and just shoots the guy.
Gun
I'm done with
you. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know that wasn't originally in the script? That was like,
that was
improv
yeah.
on Harrison's part?
Yeah, because he had meningitis. You know, he had some kind of, he was sick.
He was like,
and
had the flu. He was sick.
Yeah.
But they really, because of what was going on, they really needed to shoot that scene because they only had that location for a certain amount of time. So they had to shoot the
uh-huh.
scene. And, you know, he was supposed to, you know, duck and weave and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, you know what, I don't feel like it. And just whipped out his gun and shot the guy. And the director loved it so much, he kept it in.
I know, because Steven Spielberg said, hey, you know something, when we do the scene, you do what you think is best. And
uh-huh.
I was just like, that was a good choice, I thought. Because seriously, with the personality of the character and everything else, that's just something you expected to happen anyway. So he was just living
in like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah. Although, I mean, I wonder how many scenes in this freaking movie really are emphasized. Because you know, I was going to look at the one where he shoots, there's one, he's on the tank, and he just shoots these people, and he shoots all four of them and knocks them off the freaking thing. We're going, I wonder if that's like the other one. Where it was just one of those things, like, let's get this, you know, get this scene done, get it done over quick, and let's get out of here. And okay, let's shoot all five of them at the same time with the same gun. Boom. We're done. And I was just like, cool. So we're sitting here. The phone line is still open, and it is so quiet. You could
uh-huh.
actually, pardon the pun, you could hear it snow. But,
yeah. Well, I think we got put on hold because of call waiting or something.
Somebody's talking. This is crazy. You call in, okay, you get distracted by your husband. Then somebody else calls in with call waiting, so you're talking to that person. I'm going, does this person, this is the thing I always look at. I'm sorry, but it's the ideal going. They have a question, they want some insights, but then you ask yourself, how serious are they taking their lives and the ideal getting that? Everything else is a distraction. And I'm just like, gosh. It's like you were talking about that one day where there's somebody walking down the freaking street with their husband or boyfriend or whatever, and they're talking to somebody else on the freaking phone, or texting someone else on the phone. I'm sorry, but that's rude. And this is another clarification of people not living in the now. They're everywhere else. How come my relationship, you know, kind of sucks with my boyfriend? Because you're never there. Oh, we go out all the time. We go walking. We go shopping. Oh, you might be in the same place. I mean, how long do you spend on that phone? Oh, I can't give up my friends. Well, then again, I guess you're giving up your boyfriend for the friends. If you don't have friends and family that can actually have the respect and the understanding that you have a significant other in your life, I think it's time to get rid of them. Of course, if you've got a great, I'm saying if you've got a great relationship, and realistically, I've seen this happen a lot, lack of communication that they don't even realize they're even doing because they're too busy on the freaking phone. Ta-ba-dum-ba-dum. That's how I always end this kind of conversation. Da-da-da-da. So, I'm sitting here going over this thing going, what the heck? How long do you think she's been on call waiting? She has to be, man, because before when we cut in, it was noisy.
Well, what you have to understand is that she just had to give her man what for. So now she's got to talk to her girlfriends about it, and you had to hear the many, oh, no, she didn't.
Right.
I know. I'm a grown-ass woman. He should know better.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, smack around and kind of stuff. What, did you hit him? No, he's dumb already. I don't want to hit him anymore. Make it worse, you know? You might slip. His ear might fall off because it doesn't work anyway.
You need to get rid of him. You need to kick him to the curb. I can't, though. I can't because I love him. He's my baby daddy.
Next time I hear that, yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, that's another one that drives me crazy to hear that term. He's the, you know, he's the father of my child. I said, you know something? I don't talk to my ex-wife, and she's the mother of my children. But I don't talk to her because she doesn't know how. They're like, what? How can you? This is the thing. Guys are like this too. I can't get divorced. I can't do this because I'll lose my kids. What makes you think you're going to lose your kids? Because, okay. It's like my other friend who keeps saying, what are you doing that for? Because. Ooh, that was in-depth. That was detailed. I know exactly why you're doing it now. Thank you. And I walk out the door going, that's just weird. Anyway. But yeah, I should go over the whole thing myself and go, this is just freaking weird. I'm sorry. It's kind of funny. I'm on a radio show. Having a great time. Next time out, I'm call waiting. How long should we wait? I'll do like I usually do. Not. My sister does that, and my daughter does that, and they go, hold on. They click. I'm going, no. You know how to
well,
dial back.
What I really hate is when they do that to you, and they're the ones that called you. It's like,
exactly.
You called me. You called me, and you're putting me on a hold? Do you think I have nothing better to do than to wait on hold? Yeah. No.
You should sit there and do this. Here's a good call for
bye
you.
Bye.
My sister calls me, and she goes, what do you want? What did you want? I'm going, what did I want? You called me. She's like, oh, that's right. I was like, okay, this is going to be a short conversation, right? And if you don't know why you called, and she's like, oh, yeah, I do know why I called. And I wanted to see if you were going to actually still pay half on the plane ticket for me coming out there. I say, people, I usually don't change my opinion on such things, and you know that, so what are you calling me for? Are you having a hard time? Maybe I only pay for the whole freaking plane ticket. And she goes, well, you know, I can't find a real cheap one. I was like, no, shoot, don't you hate when you're right?
Well, my favorite thing is, oh, I'll call you or I'll text you. And then they don't. And then you see them like a while later, a couple of weeks later or whatever. And they're like, I'm like, so what happened? It's like, what do you mean? It's like, well, you said you were going to call and text if we were going to do this. Oh, well, you didn't call or text me. It's like, because you said you were going to.
So it's like,
why has this now become my fault?
What you need to do is you need to call people and things, okay? You need to be freaking straightforward. My sister, we were talking, she was like, let me call you right back. 3 weeks later, she called me back. I was like, well, that was a long freaking time. And she goes, what do you mean? You said you're going to call me right back. I'm sorry, my perception says when you're going to call me right back, I expect you to call me right back. And she's like, I said, it's been three. I told her, I said, thank you for calling me back. It's only been a month. And she's like, it hasn't been a month. Okay, it's been 3 weeks. She goes, well, see, it wasn't a month. Okay, this is getting really weird too. But I would sit there and my friend Amy does that too. She goes, I'll call you right back. And then the next time she did that, she goes, I'll call you right back. I said, yeah, right. And she goes, what do you mean? You always tell me you're going to call me back, but you never do. She goes, well, and my friend was like, what happened? Did she get mad at you? I was like, no, we actually had a conversation on her way where she does that a lot to people, where she doesn't follow through. And she's, I'm sorry. I do that a lot, and I got to work on that. See, if we wouldn't have that conversation, I wouldn't have called her on it. I don't think she would have seen that where she's, because I was sitting there accepting it, okay, and saying, okay, yeah, call me back. So I thought he just said, forget this. You don't call me back. She goes, but I will this time, I promise. Yeah, you've done that before too, and promise you'll call me back, and you never did. And she was like, well, I'm really sorry. You know, you need to work on that. Yes, you do. And people think having conversations like that, you're going to get somebody pissed off, right? I've never really had that. I've had people sitting there going, they finally start realizing what they've been doing. I started realizing I'm condoning it. So, of course, they're going to continue doing it. So, you know, so I started doing my sister the same way, my daughter, and just tell them flat out, are you really going to call me back or is this just bullshit? And they're like, and it kind of like put a prompt in them, too, to actually, if they're going to call back, they more likely call back. If I just sit there and go, okay, they never seem to call back. So I was
never
like, okay,
do.
Just look at some friends and do the same thing to not more people. And they were just like
mm-hmm.
looking at me going, freaking fruity. But, you know, each one of those experiences is something else that's helped me with the idea of what I do, too, where I can actually identify with people. Because it's kind of funny when I have those experiences and people come into shop and just look at me going, you know, I have a hard time with my husband and my brother calling me back on the phone. I'm going, really? I've experienced that, too. And I can help you out with that one, too. This is what you need to do. But, you know,
it could be worse, though.
Of course
because
it could.
Because my mother hasn't called me back in 7 years.
Holy cow.
So it's like it could be worse.
I know, but see, my thing is I don't want to see those kind of things where people are going, hey, someone hasn't called back in 7 years. Really? We need to talk. Do you want to call you back? Do you really want to talk to that person? Let's think about it. Maybe it'll happen, you know, everything happens for a reason, so it might be a good thing. You know, some of you saw the pictures, but we still got some snow going on, so I'm thinking, oh, shit, you're probably right.
Hey, I'm from New York. I know my snow measurements. Thank you very much.
Okay. Didn't I just sit there and say, I think you're, okay, maybe I'll rephrase it. You're right. So relax,
yes.
Would you? Okay. You're right. This was an experience for both of us because she's right and I'm wrong, which I'm never wrong, but I guess I'm right.
And we have this recorded. Woohoo!
Oh, really? So you're going to use that for leverage?
I will have evidence.
Okay, no problem, man. Sheesh.
Sort of a trivial thing to be right about, but hey, at least I heard it.
Yeah. Hey, it's the idea. Once you're right, it usually starts off a freaking chain reaction, so hey, embrace the change. Happiness.
Ooh. What else can I be right about?
Oh, now she's, okay, well, this is where we usually say, okay, you're pushing it. Just relax. It's going to happen again.
That was one thing I wanted to say, but you didn't give me a chance because you were, you know, you were on a roll. But the one lady in California who had all of the wanted like the perfect career and stuff like that, and then later in the call
mm-hmm.
she rattled off all the things that she's done and she pursued and everything, and
mm-hmm.
she kept screaming in my head, teacher, teacher. She's a teacher.
Oh.
Because all the things that she'd learned and all the things she's done, she loves
mm-hmm.
to learn. Because a lot of those things were not related. They were, like, all over the place because she has a fascination and she loves to learn. Physical
mm-hmm.
things, you know, mental things, you know, spiritual
right.
things. So she is a student. And eventually the student evolves into being the teacher and the master, you know. So it's
mm-hmm.
like, teacher, you've learned so much and have been exposed to so many things, you're a teacher. And I'm not talking like, you know, a school teacher teaching third grade kids or anything like that. It's like, you are a teacher. Teach, you know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you got to watch that word, too. Okay, you got to watch the word. Seriously,
uh-huh.
I've had people sitting there going, I've told people in the shop, you are a teacher. Oh, no, 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 I can't stand kids. Who's saying about kids?
Yeah, we're not talking about kids. It's like, she can teach class sessions, workshops. There's so many, you know, community centers and things like that that are always looking for people willing to teach. anything that they mm-hmm. know. And she's certified in so many things that it's like, sweetheart, go teach it.
Mm-hmm.
You've learned it. You've embraced it. You're letting it, you know, influence you. Go and put it back out there. So
yeah. Well, basically, yeah, it's true, because everybody who has a passion for learning always wants to share it with somebody. So that's teaching.
Yeah. I mean, between martial arts and nursing and massage therapy and everything that she's doing, it's like that's the physical, mental, and the spiritual. It's being an all-around student. It's like, and she's
mm-hmm.
you know, certificationed and licensed, and so
yes.
she can do it.
You can also but you could also take it one step further, and too, and the idea of not just becoming a teacher, that's a business, because she knows all
mm-hmm.
those things. She'd more likely to attract the right people to teach those classes, and she'd also be above everything to make it,
mm-hmm.
Make it a very good learning experience for everybody. I could just see that freaking, that kind of a building kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's having her own business, and she's focusing on a career.
She has it, because, I mean, it could be, it would be one of those things. It'd be like, you know, personal growth workshops, you
mm-hmm.
know, and taking the things she's learned from all the things that, you know, taking the things that she's done and learning to put them together to, you know, be able to, I don't know, to me it's like you're there.
Mm-hmm.
All she needed to do was find a venue. If she could find a
mm-hmm.
venue and a little bit of help with, you know, promotions,
mm-hmm.
she would only have to work a couple of days a week.
Exactly.
You know, and then she'd have time for the new husband and the kids and all that kind of stuff. But, you know.
Yeah,
because
it's one thing getting organized with all the things she was talking about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's focusing on wedding and this and the other. And I'm sitting there going, these are all happening for a reason. All you got to
mm-hmm.
do is just realize it, let go, let it happen. And usually things have a tendency to, because I was talking about the bills and stuff. I was sitting there one day going, if I keep focusing on the bills, and I keep focusing on these sums, and I keep focusing on getting this money, am I not just focusing on lack of limitation? Because that's all I'm focusing on. This is all I can do. And that's what I was saying with her. It's one of those things that if she gets past that point and gets really organized, just relaxing and just let it happen, I guarantee you she would see the same thing too as well. Because that was like a friend of mine was like, you're a great teacher. Yeah, but you're only seeing your future. I'm just a catalyst that says, hey, there you are. You know, that's what I was telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the idea of looking at me and going, okay, everybody's an example. And to have people in your life that you feel really close and connected to, or make the process even simpler and easier. And the idea going, you know, not the idea of asking, can I do those things? Can I be that kind of a person? You sit there and tell me yourself, you have certain dreams and stuff. And realistically, you're doing a radio show. You're doing a morning show. So therefore, in some sense of the form, you've got that dream came true. What are you going to
mm-hmm.
do with it? How far are you going to take it, you know?
Christina wants to get paid.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but so does Donnie. He wants to get paid for doing this, too. I guarantee if we get some really good sponsorship on this whole thing, that would happen,
mm-hmm.
too. Okay, so we got the show. And I was trying to tell you, I wasn't trying to interrupt your alone time the other day. I was just trying to get some input from a person that I would look at as a coworker on this show. That's your part of, you know, you have as much input to the show as I do. And I want you to do that. I want you to sit there and go, hey, what can you do and what can you create with this format you got here?
Okay.
What can you do? It was a good, I wanted to ask five questions.
I think when you want to talk about, you know, chakras and things like that, that would be a great time to have somebody who does massage therapy and things like that sponsor the show. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you want to talk about angels and things like that, you know, a metaphysical
mm-hmm.
shop can sponsor the show. When we want to talk about people doing them and spending time, you know, focusing on themselves, you know, and learning about themselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody who is like a life coach or whatever can sponsor the show. Yeah,
right.
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No,
like I said,
my thing was
teasing you, because it's like none of our conversations have ever been short. And I'm hungry, and my food's about to come, and it's a hot grilled sandwich, and I want to eat it when it's warm. And plus, I'm in a restaurant, and I hate people who talk on their cell phones in a restaurant.
Okay. And I would be a person of my word, like, so I said bye. Okay, I want to say okay. I promise, just a word, and I want to keep my, I want to be a person of my word, so you can see me as who I am. So I'm sitting going, bye, eat your food, have a great time. You know, it's one of those things. I value my alone time too. And you're right, I don't like being in a restaurant and I watch people on the phone going, "There's a jerk." Anyway, I've actually seen where the guy's talking on the phone or the woman's on the phone, and they actually have somebody sitting right there going, "Are you done yet?"
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going,
that's the worst.
Once you reach over, slap the hell out of him. Just do it right now.
Ultimate rudeness. And, like, it seems like, well, it's the husband or, you know, it's the husband or it's the wife. It's like, I don't care. It's like they take the time to spend with you, and, you know, if they wanted to sit and listen to you talk on the phone, you know, they would have stayed at home with you.
That's what I'm saying. People look at me and go, what would you do? I'm sitting there going, I'm sorry if I'm out with my wife or girlfriend in a situation like that. There's something more important. I mean, you know, someone calls you and said, you know, I just don't really feel like anything that goes on in my life at the time. I mean, when I was younger and I had kids, I could see the point of answering the phone call from the babysitter. But now it's like, no, I'm with somebody, and therefore a lot of people have a tendency to be disrespectful anyway. So the only way you're going to teach them, no, I don't answer the phone at certain times, is to say, I don't answer the phone. Because I've had people call me up and going, you haven't answered the phone in 3 days. Okay, and your point is. They go, what are you doing? None of your damn business. This is my freaking house. I said, the last time I checked, I was allowed to answer the phone when I wanted to. Well, that's rude. Yes, you are. And she was like, what? You're sitting there expecting me to do something because you had a problem. Did you figure it out? And she's like, yeah. So, why are you still mad at me? She was like, well, you didn't answer the phone. But you still figured it out. And I think that's what you were supposed to do. So, therefore, see, it works. I don't think that I have to answer this. I mean, I used to do that, too. I'll be in the tub, and the phone rings. I run in here and about kill myself, slipping on the floor, and then bitching later because the floor was wet. And I'm sitting there going, why did I answer the phone? I mean, realistically, could it have waited? And every time I sit here and think that thought, guess what? Yes, I could have waited. And those people, I call them going, I got this problem. You should have called me 5 minutes earlier. I don't think the problem would have been solved any quicker because you're not thinking about it. You're thinking about me talking and giving you the answer, okay? So we're good. She's like, huh? Oh, I see you're listening. Anyway, people think it's kind of crazy. They're going, you're just rude. I said, no, I'm not rude. You asked me a question. I gave you an answer. I'm sorry you didn't like it. That's too bad. Because I'm not going to tell you, and it's kind of funny when you look at people that know you too. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, so therefore listen. And they're like, I know, but still, okay. Still got to get that attitude in there, don't you? Or people telling me, I'm just saying, some people look at me going, I know how to help you. Really, you can't even help yourself, man. I'm having a hard time with this one. But I can still help you. Like my mom used to tell me, I can tell you the things not to do. Obviously not, Mom, because you still keep doing the same thing over and over again. But she was married. She's been married 3 times, right? And she was like, I can tell you how to have a good relationship. I'm going, really? She was, yeah. I said, you've been divorced 3 times, Mom. She's like, well, I can tell you the things not to do. Really? She was, you know, people go, you talk to your mom like that? And, hey, you know something? I told you. I'm blunt and straightforward. That's why my family doesn't like me, I guess, because they don't want to hear it either. So it's kind of like you can look at your family going, that's how the world is, man. They want to ask me questions, but they don't want to listen. My brother is like, if he would stop flexing his freaking arms and actually go to the gym, he might not weigh 400 pounds. He might not get the questions that people go, how long is it going to take? I mean, how long have you been pregnant? You know, things like that. Especially when he used to have long hair. If it wouldn't have been, see, one time he had long hair, and he was turned around, and the lady looked at him and going, so when you, oh, hi, it's a dude. She's going to ask him how long, you know, will it be before, you know, you deliver. She thought he was carrying triplets from the side view, right?
Aww.
I'm going, he might. Well, that's what I was trying to tell a friend of mine. I wasn't trying to be mean to him, but, you know, sometimes we all have our defense modes. You know, I sit there and go, he calls me, he said, he told me, he said, you had a big nose, you're fat. I'm going, Okay, thank you. But when are you going to drop those triplets? Because my thing was, hey, you know, an elephant only carries its young for 2 years. What's your problem? Anyway, my friend goes, that's some good stuff. I know, I should go on the road and make some money, right? My family would probably make me millions. They're a lovely little clan, and I do call them clans because they do wear weird clothes. Anyway, but it's just my family has a tendency to bring out the comedy in me because they're just a joke. Anyway, I told a friend of mine one time, I was like, I'm allergic to nuts. That's why I can't go home because I can't stand my family. They're just a bunch of nuts. No, seriously, I go home, and you think I sneeze around here and something like that? I go home, it's just like, I got to leave, guys. See you guys later. They go, what's that? I said, allergic to bullshit. Sorry. But they got a lot of it, too. They look at me, too, going, you're just mean. Really? I'm not going to go into some of the things you guys have actually done, so we'll just leave that alone. And they go, well, like what? And I've said, I already said I'm not going there. But they sure try to push it all the time, too. They want to know, right? I personally don't want to relive it. I don't know why they want to know. Maybe it's the idea they're going to do the same thing, because I've done it with my mom. I'll remind her of certain things, and then she comes back and just reinforces the insult. I'm not going to give you the freaking chance. Sorry. Not going to happen. I'm looking for a very happy ending, and actually looking forward to things coming full circle, and the idea of the spiritual growth and insight's going to happen. I've learned a lot from my family. It took me a long time to figure that out, but hey, because I was too busy sitting there going, I can't stand them. But, you know, when you sit and get distance from them, you can actually look at the situation, like I said before, and go, yeah, but, you know, it's my family. I love them. But then again, I love to be away from them even more. No, seriously, I'm just saying, you can look at people and understand them more, but it doesn't mean I have to associate with them, because they're just toxic. So therefore, you can make the decision going, they're just not good for me. Doesn't mean I hate them. It's just a realization, you know. There are some days where I go and I can't stand them, but it's just actions. They do things because of what they've been through and that kind of stuff, and it's, you know, I can see that. That's why I don't want to go back to Ohio ever. I've been having a hard time with that too. You know, that little moral thing where you're sitting there going, you know, I got kids and thing, and I'm just saying, but realistically, let's look at this situation. Isn't it because of their actions and how they treat me that I don't want to go back there? Am I really missing anything? Because when I'm back there and they're constantly insulting me and treating me a certain way, can I really experience, you know, spending time with them, any kind of moments? I mean, I can't spend any time with my kids because I got too many people looking at me and questioning things and saying something that I should have done, which was like years ago, which is we're way past that point. And basically, you know, a lot of things are already dealt with. So how can you have any good times? I mean, people keep saying you should give people a chance, but then you got to sit there and look at the situation. How many chances have you given them and they still haven't changed? And look where they're at now. And they still refuse. I mean, my brother still married my ex-wife, but I still can't figure that one out.
Ow.
I'm still trying to go over some things and going, ah! I'm sorry, I had to get away from the phone before I was about ready to scream. But, memories. I'm sure you can identify, right?
Oh, always.
Is she there?
Been there, done that.
So we're... Did I catch you off guard there for a minute?
Well, I kind of didn't know where you were going.
Well, see, what happened was my phone started to die, and I had to find the freaking charger to plug it in. And the idea of doing that, I had to take the phone from my hip, my freaking mirror, and try to find out what's going on. And now I'm trying to realize why I like having headsets, because the phone, when you have an Android, it's like having your side of your face ironed, because the iron's still on too high.
Exactly.
And they have a tendency to get really hot. And I'm going, God.
Well, I think we need to shut this down because, like I said, I have a previous appointment and I got a 30-minute drive ahead of me. So,
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
I kind of have to go. You can continue talking if you want, but I have to go.
Oh, really? People are going to be looking at me kind of funny then. Oh, look, he's talking to himself. No, I don't think so. I want to go outside and enjoy the snow, and I'll send you some real pictures, okay?
Uh-huh.
Tumbling down the side of the hill.
Well, and make sure to take a ruler with you to measure the snow and send me pictures with the caption, "You are right."
Oh, really? So you can gloat even more?
Of course.
Really? Absolutely.
I'm a woman. That's what we do.
Yes. I did notice that.
So
yeah,
it was fun. It was. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mornings are definitely different than evenings. So I got to sign off because I still got to do a couple things before I get out of here.
I was going to say one thing. I was just saying that the last show we did, an hour after we got done doing the show, there was already 50 people had gone back in the archives. So,
oh,
you know,
cool.
you know the impact. Yeah, and I've also seen that when we start talking, just start talking and stuff, like one night, all of a sudden we had over like 19 callers coming in and having a great time. So.
Awesome.
Yes. So are you.
Well, I hope you've gotten some email responses too, so you can put those up as a promotion of people's, you know, comments and reviews.
Yes. I'm going to keep record of those things because I'm trying to figure out how to download those things. But, yeah, we've been getting a couple here and there. So I'm going to keep doing it and keep reinforcing that. So it's going to go on because we're now on Twitter. We're in Yahoo. Actually, I was actually on Yahoo the other day. You know that little thing on the side that pops up when you things from Yahoo? It pops up to Psychic X Journey Man, and Yahoo was a promo.
Cool.
So we got so we got all going on. And you know something? You have a great day.
You
if you get
too.
A chance, call me back later, okay?
Yes, it'll be quite a bit later.
Really? I kind of figured.
Really? Yeah. All right. Have a good
all right.
afternoon.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye. She keeps calling me. Oh, yeah.